10 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball.
Yeah, I got what you need if you need a little peace. All that stressing out gonna hurt your skin routine. Band is on the run, shout out Paul McCartney. Jesus gonna take the wheel, I'm in the passenger seat. Got my feet hanging out though. Learn from the best, if you can't say it with your chest, then don't say it with your mouth, bro. Name become a household. I remember when they used to say you gonna need more than faith. Well, look how we turned out though.
I got what you need, I promise. Yeah. Don't hold back, you feel good, honest. Leave your frustrations, no expectations. What's it gonna be?
Yeah. What's it gonna be?
I got what you need, no worries. Won't judge it, I ain't no jury. Yeah. Even your wildest, your unsaid, your loudest of dreams. So tell me what you need.
Eight minutes till Rough Riders Baseball.
I can't wait for you to get here. I can't wait for you to get here. For picture frames, padlock with all our names, just like we planned it, just like we planned it. Coach on an aeroplane, back in my arms again, just like we planned it. Go when you land it. I can't wait for you to get here.
7 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball. Minutes till Rough Riders Baseball. 5 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball. Just 4 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball.
Hey, feeling good, like I should. Been in Durban, walk around the neighborhood. Feeling blessed, never stressed. Got that sunshine on my Sunday best. Every day can be a better day despite the challenge. All you gotta do is leave it better than you found it. It's gonna get difficult to stand, but hold your balance. I just say whatever, cause there is no way you're bound. Everyone falls down sometimes, but you just gotta know it'll all be fine. It's okay. It's okay, it's okay. Hey, feeling good, like I should.
3 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball.
Oh no, no, we don't lose. Oh no, no, we get loose. Oh no, no, how about you?
Hey, how about you? How about round the afternoon you come on through? That'll take a man right out his blues.
But she got worse, that'll ride around too. That'll really, that'll put me in the mood. Cause I like to have a minute, maybe more than a few. And we gon' make the most of the time that we do. God, she gon' fall in love when I get her in the coupe. She's reminded I'm a dupe. A dude always on the up and up. She go tell her friends that the goat has been hitting the rub. Had to stick away for a sec while the chunk of bump. Bumping that fun, yeah. So I stay lit. I don't need a chief to be getting my lift. I don't need a band just to live in my grip. Cause I found out with a grind out to the piff. Like, nah, no smoke. I can get real down when I'm broken. I don't see a way out with no hope. But she can keep me cool, calm. That's dope.
And I said, ooh.
Rough Riders Baseball is just 2 minutes away.
When all my fears are done, and my back's against the wall, I'm still standing tall. I'm unstoppable. I'm still right here. I'm unstoppable. Don't fear, I feel. I'm unstoppable. I'm still right here. I'm unstoppable. I'm not stopping. I'm unstoppable.
And here's for all the times I gave up midway.
All of them.
For listening to what my so-called friends say.
Remember?
I just know I came too far to quit now.
Quit now.
Plus, I'm still hungry, need templates. So relax, I'm back. No relapse, just he raps when he hears the track. His story lines up with his glory, all facts. And now I'm just annoying, so thankful for that. When I realized where he took me from, my cry. Cause I remember how I felt when I ain't have none. Finally see a little bit of success, but lose my grandma. It's all a lesson, gotta learn.
Only 1 minute left till Rough Riders Baseball.
So let's celebrate, yeah, let's celebrate, yeah, yeah. We gon' levitate, there'll be better days, yeah, yeah. Let it resonate, throw the stress away, yeah, yeah. Don't waste another day, come on, baby, let's wake up and celebrate, come on. Celebrate, yeah, I'm celebrating more, ayy. Celebrate, yeah, I'm celebrating more, ayy. Celebrate, yeah, I'm celebrating more, ayy. Celebrate.
Just 30 more seconds.
Whoa, no. Way up, way up we go. Been up and down that road. Way up, way up, oh no. We gon' burn the whole house down. Watch me standing in line. You're only serving lies. You got something to hide. We gon'
It's time for the Rough Riders pregame show on the Rough Riders Baseball Network, featuring interviews with players and coaches, a look around the Texas League, and a closer look at today's game. Let's head out to the ballpark. Here's your host, Zach Bigley.
Today, the Rough Riders start a two-week road trip, and they begin playing the team that's tied with them atop the South Division in the Texas League. It's the Frisco Rough Riders and the Amarillo Sod Poodles getting you set for Game 1 of this six-game series in Hodgetown. Hi, everybody, and welcome to Amarillo, Texas. I'm Zach Bigley. Very happy to have you along wherever you're listening on what is right now a beautiful day, but rain is expected in the forecast not only today, but as we go along as well here this week. So we will certainly keep you updated on the weather, but right now it is sunny and it is beautiful, and hopefully it'll stay that way. Should be a good pitching matchup for today's ballgame. Owen White goes for the Rough Riders. He is the number one pitching prospect in the Rangers organization, number two overall, just behind Evan Carter. White making his fourth start of the year. So far this season, he's 1-0 with a 2.13 ERA. That's the sixth best mark in the Texas League. He's making his second start against Amarillo. He went three innings his last time out against the Soddies with one hit allowed in shutout baseball. White has been very good so far. He allowed his three runs that he's allowed all season in that last start against Arkansas at home. But as we'll talk about throughout the pregame show and throughout this broadcast this entire week, this is a very hitter-friendly ballpark, the most hitter-friendly for home runs allowed in all of minor league baseball last year. So that will certainly be a talking point throughout this one. We'll talk about what the Rough Riders did on the offensive side of this park last year, and we will also discuss just how important it is for the Rough Riders to get their offense going this week. They'll try to do it against a brand new AA man today, Marcus Teneo, who made his way up here from High A Hillsboro, arrived about 2 hours ago. He came off the plane, and now he's about to face one of the deepest lineups in all of minor league baseball in the Rough Riders. So Teneo, who made two starts with High A Hillsboro, he posted a 5.14 ERA in seven innings. He struck out eight and walked four. He allowed six hits and four runs, all earned. Teneo gets the start on the other side for Amarillo. Earlier today, we were able to catch up with Rough Riders infielder and outfielder Chris Cease. Our pregame interview today, it was awesome to talk to Chris just about this season and a little bit about his past as well. He's dealt with three season-ending injuries after being a first-round pick, and good to dive into that past a little bit and how he's handled it. Really fun interview with Chris Cease. That's on the other side of this break before the Rough Riders take on the Amarillo Sod Poodles, coming up at 5 past the top of the hour here in Hodgetown. We'll return after this on the Riders Baseball Network.
Drivers, start your engines. The Rough Riders are speeding through the 2023 Texas League schedule, and you can join them on the racetrack August 19th. Come out to Riders Field for NASCAR Night, presented by the Texas Motor Speedway. Get your own Texas Motor Speedway and Rough Riders co-branded hat at the gate. Plus, check out the official pace car and plenty of race-themed activities throughout the game. Get your tickets for August 19th at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride!
The party deck at Riders Field offers one of the best views in the ballpark, located high above the first and third baselines. And when the summer heat hits, add an adjoining suite to enjoy your experience in the cool AC. Reserve yours today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
The Rough Riders Foundation and Zeno Imaging would like to highlight Minnie's Food Pantry as they celebrate 15 years of service and over 24 million meals distributed to families in need right here in North Texas. We want to take a moment to thank all of our volunteers and sponsors for their continued support. For those in need and those wanting to help, please visit minniesfoodpantry.org to learn more. If you can't feed 100 people, you can feed just one. And go Rough Riders!
Welcome back to the pregame show. We're here in Amarillo, and we're joined by Chris Cease. Now, I guess first and foremost, first month here in AA, how have you been adjusting so far to this level?
It's been pretty smooth. The first weekend was kind of fast for me. I'll say the jitters got to me a little bit, but it's been going pretty smooth. It's easier when the guys around you are together and have your back, so it's pretty easy.
This is a group that you know very well, haven't played with them for years now. How much does that help overall to make that adjustment?
Yeah, no, it helps a lot. I mean, when we can go out there and have fun and the guys around you make it easy, make it not too, like, how would I say, it's not too serious, you know? It's like, it's more like a game than it is a job. So, no, it's been easy. It's been easy with these guys.
There's so much talent in this lineup, and you've been hitting well here to begin things. How much does that help when you have so much talent around you and hitting kind of becomes contagious?
No, it is contagious for sure. I mean, so when you have dogs around you, you want to be a dog too, right? So, yeah, no, it's contagious because, you know, you want to compete with these guys. You want to win. You want to help whatever you can do to win the game. So, yeah, it always helps having some good hitters around you.
Coming into this season, what were some of your goals and things you were trying to work out on the offensive side?
I just wanted to be more consistent. Consistency was probably my biggest issue last year, but I felt good. I mean, obviously being available is my number one thing, and so far it's been pretty good.
With it being available, obviously you've dealt with some really bad injuries in your career and have missed a lot of time. Yeah. Kind of diving back into that, how emotionally did you handle that, you know, each injury and kind of going through that, all that rehab process?
It wasn't too hard. I mean, at first it was a little heartbreaking, but I mean, it already happened. You can't do nothing about it. So all you can do is just get your body right and just get ready for next year. That's really all my mindset was.
So many guys that we talk about the amazing people on rehab in Arizona with the Rangers organization. Mm-hmm. How much did they help you kind of get through this whole process?
They were huge, man. The main guy over there, Kami, he runs rehab, man. He's been awesome, man. I don't know how old he is. He's an older man, but, man, he's out there grinding with us every day. He does not take a day off, and he's out there pushing us every day. So the staff out there is amazing. Yeah, they made it good.
Chris Cease, our guest. Now, defensively, you've been a shortstop your entire career and now dabbling in the outfield as well right now. How is that transition going for you?
It's going good. At first it was a little different, but I'm starting to like it. Outfield seems – it's pretty chill. Anything I need to do to help the team and be in the lineup, I'm going to do it, right? So, yeah, it's been fun. Yeah.
Have you been able to pick anybody's brain about the outfield here on the team?
Yeah, Evan's been helping me out there, man. When I'm in left and he's in center, I always tell him, like, navigate me around. If I'm a little too in, a little too deep, he's always there to help me out a little bit.
Chris Cease, our guest. Now, taking it back, I guess, to the beginning, when did you first fall in love with baseball and who kind of introduced you to the game?
Oh, man, my whole family's been baseball since I was young. I loved baseball since as long as I can remember. I was probably like 2 or 3 when I started swinging around a bat. So, yeah, no, I've loved baseball my whole life. Mainly my dad, though. My dad's been my coach my whole life. Yeah, so he's been coaching me since I was little. So it was my dad really is the one who introduced me to it.
When did the move to Florida happen, and how did that kind of affect your growing up?
I was really young. I don't remember, but I moved from New York probably when I was like 2 or 3. And, I mean, they knew what they wanted. They wanted sports all year round. And in North, upstate New York, you can't really do that. So that was probably the best thing we ever did. So, yeah.
Chris Cease, our guest. Now, we'll get you out on this. Florida is known for its athletics. You mentioned year round. What was it like playing in that kind of competition down there?
Oh, man, the competition was good. It was really good competition. I was facing a lot of guys who are in pro ball now, a couple guys that just made their debut, and the competition was good. That's what I needed.
All right, Chris Cease, he's our guest here on the pregame show. Rough Riders and Sod Poodles will get you the starting lineups coming up. Chris, thanks for joining us.
Thank you, appreciate it.
We'll turn after this on the Riders Baseball Network.
2 months of free electricity after you sign up for Rhythm Energy's 2 months free 24 plan. Now that's a big deal. Go to rhythmenergy.com/radio. You can obtain important standardized information that will allow you to compare this product with other offers. Contact Rhythm Energy at 888-7-RHYTHM. Eligibility requirements, terms, and conditions apply.
As a baseball fan, you live for the thrill of watching your team move around the bases. You join the roar of the crowd, live through the highs and lows, and push your team to victory. At the storehouse of Collin County, we believe when our neighbors win, we all win. By providing food, clothing, education, and life-changing resources, we help our neighbors move toward victory one day at a time. Donate or volunteer today at thestorehousecc.org.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Hi, my name is Martin Perez, and you're listening to Riders Radio.
the Rough Riders and Sod Poodles getting ready to do battle for the fourth time this season. It's the second time these two have met up overall in terms of series, and the Rough Riders drop 2 of 3 to Amarillo to open up this year at home. They look for a little revenge on the road, a place where they went 6-6 in last year, dropping the first series 4-2 before winning the second series 4-2, hitting 36 home runs in their 12 games in these confines. Get to the starting lineups for both teams, and we start with the Frisco Rough Riders, as announced by Carlos Cardoza, the manager. Evan Carter leads it off in center field. Back in the lineup after taking the last 3 days off, he was hit by a pitch in game one of the doubleheader on Friday, and he's good to go now back up at the top of the card. Luis Angel Acuna, the shortstop, hits second, and Thomas Ajayi is the third baseman, hitting third. Middle third of the order, it's Dustin Harris in left field, Kellen Strom in right, and Trevor Hover is the DH today for the Rough Riders. Bottom third, Jax Biggers at second base, Nick Tanelu is the second baseman, and David Garcia catches for the Rough Riders and rounds out the order. Once again, it's Carter, Acuna, Sujacy, Harris, Strom, Hover, Biggers, Tanelu, and Garcia. Owen White gets the ball for the Rough Riders on the mound. Here's the lineup he'll face for the Amarillo Sod Poodles. It's Ryan Bliss leading things off, the second baseman. He's the batting champion currently in the Texas League, hitting .400 even through 13 games. Jordan Lawler, the Diamondbacks' number one prospect, the shortstop, hits second, and it's Tristan English at first base. He's third in the league in slugging percentage, hitting at a .684 clip on the slugging side at this point in the season. Middle third, it's Adrian Del Castillo, the catcher, and Davison De Los Santos, the third baseman, the youngest player in the Texas League, and A.J. Vukovic, the right fielder, hitting sixth. Bottom third of the order, Tim Tawa, the center fielder, Juan Centeno, the oldest player in the Texas League, the designated hitter, and Nafi Castillo is the left fielder, the caboose in the lineup for Amarillo. Once again, it's Bliss, Lawler, English, Del Castillo, De Los Santos, Vukovic, Tawa, Centeno, and Castillo, the starting nine for the Amarillo Sod Poodles. Both these teams come in at 8-7 on the season, and interestingly enough, they have won and lost the same exact games the entire last week to remain tied for first place in the Texas League South that entire week. In fact, going back to April 16th, Frisco and Amarillo have won and lost on the exact same day to remain tied where they are right now in the South. So it's been a fun little rivalry between these two teams thus far in the season. And quite frankly, ever since Amarillo came into the Texas League back in 2019, these two teams have had really good battles, especially here in this ballpark where these two teams tried to outslug each other with all the homers that will fly out of this ballpark. Be prepared for a lot of offense, and be prepared for us to say over and over and over again that no lead is safe here in this ballpark, because that is certainly the case. Rough Riders came back from down 7 runs in a ballgame here last year, and there are a lot of games that the Rough Riders have not played here, but Amarillo has played other teams in the Texas League where even bigger leads have completely evaporated almost instantaneously because of the offensive nature of this ballpark. The reason it plays so offensive-friendly is kind of a few factors. It's a smaller park. The wind can really whip here as well, and then also we are at a pretty high elevation in Amarillo. But right now, the wind is certainly blowing. It's currently blowing at 20 miles an hour from right to left across the field from foul pole to foul pole, so a little bit out to left field and a little bit in from right field, and that's certainly how the ball was carrying during batting practice today, was out to left. So we're going to have to keep an eye on that and see how the ball continues to fly. The Rough Riders had an 8-home-run game here last year on the offensive side and a 21-run game at same contest. So expect some runs, that's for sure. And we're looking forward to hopefully the Rough Riders really getting some offense going in the beginning part of this series. We were set for a 7:05 first pitch. We're running just a little bit behind, not too bad. We'll send it to a break and come back for first pitch after the national anthem here in Amarillo, Texas. It's the Rough Riders and the Sod Poodles, both coming in at 8-7 on the young season, and they are set to duke it out once again as we finish out the month of April and start this 2-week road trip. We'll take a break for the national anthem. When we come back, it's Marcus Teneo on the hill. against Evan Carter, the number one prospect for the Rangers organization. All that and more coming up on the Riders Baseball Network.
The Frisco Rough Riders are proud to partner with Minor League Baseball and Copa de la Diversión in 2023. For three games this season, the Riders will take the field as Quesos de Frisco. Grab your Copa gear at the Riders Outpost and wear it with Riders players on June 3rd, July 22nd, and September 9th. More information at ridersbaseball.com. Vamos Quesos!
Coming to Riders Field on August 6th, Touch a Truck Night, presented by Alpha and Omega Equipment. Kids can enjoy the ball game and also interact with fire trucks, police cars, and more, thanks to our friends from the Frisco Fire Department and the Frisco Police Department. Don't miss Touch a Truck Night, presented by Alpha and Omega Equipment, on August 6th. Grab your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
If you enjoy sipping a cold one at a baseball game, clear your calendar on August 20th for Beer Fest at Riders Field. Teaming up with Andrews Distributing, the Rough Riders will have plenty of beer tasting options throughout the ballpark, with a multitude of brands showcased and available. And even better, August 20th is one of our four Bark in the Park nights. So bring your furry friend and enjoy beer tasting at Riders Field all on the same night, Sunday, August 20th, with first pitch at 6:05. Let's ride.
The best deal in the Metroplex is back. Every Thursday home game at Riders Field is Rowdy at the River, presented by Twisted Tea and Thirsty Thursday. Fans 21 and up can purchase a Rowdy at the River ticket and enjoy a party at the Lazy River for just $25 with a live DJ, $2 Twisted Tea, Truly, and drafts, and more drink specials in the Seating Bowl. Join the party at the ballpark every Thursday by booking your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com or by calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
To celebrate the impact of Negro League Baseball, the Frisco Rough Riders are proud to return the barnstorming Negro League team, the Dallas Black Giants, to the diamond this season at Riders Field. Help us bring one of the earliest professional teams of North Texas back in the spotlight. More information on the Dallas Black Giants can be found online at ridersbaseball.com.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA. He is flying to third. The throw is not in time. On the second for one, Acuna to first. Got it, double play. A high drive deep down the left field line. Forget it. Way out of here.
And now it's time for another presentation of Rough Riders Baseball on the Riders Baseball Network.
A grand slam for Trevor Hover on opening day. He makes the sliding catch, and the Rough Riders are playoff bound.
The Rough Riders are proud AA affiliates of the Texas Rangers since 2003 and reigning Texas League champions.
Strom in, he's under it, he makes the catch! The 2022 Frisco Rough Riders are Texas League champions!
And now, let's head out to the ballpark for the call of today's game. Here's Zach Bigley.
The Frisco Rough Riders atop the Southern Division in the Texas League take on their tying team, the Amarillo Sod Poodles, in the first game of this six-game series on the road. Hi, everybody, and welcome to Hodgetown. The Frisco Rough Riders at 8-7 meet the 8-7 Amarillo Sod Poodles. Marcus Teneo makes his AA debut on the mound for Amarillo, and once again, here's the lineup that he'll face for the Rough Riders. It's Evan Carter leading things off, Luis Angel Acuna batting second, and Thomas Sejasi hitting third. Middle third of the order, it's Dustin Harris, Kellen Strom, and Trevor Hover. And the bottom third, rounding things out, Jax Biggers, Nick Tanelu, and David Garcia. The Rough Riders have hit the third fewest home runs in the Texas League this year. That is not going to stay the same coming out of this series. This ballpark yields a lot of homers, and we expect to see tons here in this six-game series. So Evan Carter is set to go in for the left side. Wineback in Taneo's first pitch of the ball game is a check swing foul ball back behind home. It's 0-1 on Carter, and we are underway. 7-10 with the game's first pitch. It's 5 minutes behind schedule, but nonetheless, we are underway. And Ty Krause, our home plate umpire, is now calling time and asking his entire crew to come in and chat. Maybe about the foul ball or whether or not it was a foul ball or hit by pitch. Didn't quite see what they're trying to figure out there. Ty Krause is our crew chief and home plate umpire. Felix Neon is down the first base side, and Jared Molman is our third base umpire, and they come together and they agree it's a foul ball. So it's 0-1 on Evan Carter. Carter playing his 13th game in the Texas League season. In from the back of the left-handed batter's box, the righty's pitch. Bounces in there, and it's one ball and one strike. The center fielder hitting .378 on the season, three home runs, 15 RBIs. He's top 10 in a ton of categories in the Texas League this season. The 1-1. High off the outside corner, misses with a fastball. And it's two balls and one strike now on Carter, including top five in batting average and tied for second in RBIs. 2-1. Ground ball chopped to the right side of the infield. It's the first baseman, Tristan English, who has it head high, and he takes it to the bag himself to retire Carter. One away in the first for Luis Angel Acuna. No score, top of the first inning. Marcos Taneo gets the start. The San Cristobal Dominican Republic native, 6 foot, 165 pounds. Slender right-hander, 26 years old, has his sign, deals home to the righty. Acuna takes low and away in the dirt, and it's one ball and no strikes. Acuna playing in his 16th game. He's played in every single contest so far for the Rough Riders, the 21-year-old batting .323. 1-0 pitch. Acuna smacks it to the left side, off the diving shortstop's glove. Jordan Lawler can't make the pick. It's out into shallow left field, and Luis Angel Acuna has himself a base hit to start his ball game. He crushed it to the left side of the infield. Lawler, usually a very sure-handed shortstop, dove to his backhand side on a very difficult play. Couldn't make the backhanded stop, and Acuna is aboard with a base hit. So one out, runner aboard for Thomas Sejasi, another right-handed batter. Taneo ready from the stretch, and he fires in. Sejasi watches one on the outside corner for a strike. Knee level, and it's 0-1. Acuna is bound to go. He's 5 for 5 in stolen bases this year, leading the club in steals. The pitch. So JC swings. It's a high, towering fly ball to shallow center field. Tawa coming in, and he's under it to make the grab. Two outs in the first inning. Here's Dustin Harris, runner at first, no score. Defense behind Marcos Taneo today. It's Nafi Castillo in left field, Tim Tawa in center, and A.J. Vukovic in right. Davison De Los Santos at third, Jordan Lawler at short. Ryan Bliss, the second baseman, Tristan English at first, and Adrian Del Castillo catches. First pitch to Harris. He swings and misses, and a good pitch off the outside corner pulled the string on him, and it's 0-1. Taneo making his AA debut today. He came up after Bryce Jarvis was elevated to the AAA level, the guy who made the opening day start for Amarillo against the Rough Riders. The 0-1 bounces down in the dirt. Del Castillo blocks, and it's one ball and one strike. So Jarvis up to AAA after winning Texas League Pitcher of the Week last week with 5 shutout innings, 8 strikeouts, though he did walk 4 in Northwest Arkansas. Taneo ready from the stretch right in the middle of the slab, and the right-hander delivers home. The 1-1 is just inside, and it's now 2 balls and 1 strike to Harris. Rough Riders actually roughed up Jarvis in that opening day start, and then he had 2 pretty good starts after that. But he allowed 6 runs, 5 earned, and 4 innings against Frisco. Throw goes over to first, and Acuna's back in on his feet. Dustin Harris coming off a good day on Sunday against Arkansas. 6-3 win for the Rough Riders. Harris tripled and doubled. He's also a hit by a pitch. He's 2 for 3 on that Sunday afternoon. 2-1. Down low in the dirt. 3 balls and 1 strike on the Riders' left fielder. Just underway, top of the first inning. Marcos Teneo in his two starts in High A Hillsboro. A 5.14 ERA, an 0-1 record. 3 1/3 and 3 2/3 innings in those two starts. The pitch is grounded foul towards the Riders dugout and up and over it. Bounces off the netting right in front of the fans and down into the Riders dugout. 3 balls, 2 strikes on Harris. Frisco would love to bounce on Teneo early on in this one. Stretch in the right-hander, the 3-2 pitch on the way to Harris. Acuna takes off. It's high for ball four. And two base runners for the Rough Riders in the first inning. Harris takes his base. Among the league leaders in walks this year. He takes first. Two on with two out for the Rough Riders. And here's Kellen Strom. And this would be a huge spot for Strom to come up with a big base hit to try and bust out of his early season slump. Just hitting 125 through his first 13 games. But everyone who we've talked to with the Rangers has said it's just a matter of time for Strom. Teneo ready from the stretch, and he offers in the first pitch. Strom takes a curveball in the dirt, and it's 1-0. Teneo works with 4 pitches. He goes fastball, curveball, slider, change. The curveball is a huge bender. He'll throw it in the mid-70s, run that fastball in the low 90s. He readies from the stretch and kicks and offers in the 1-0 pitch. Fastball. Knee-high, a strike, outside edge, and it's 1-1. Teneo, the 26-year-old, spent the last 2 seasons in High A Hillsboro up in the Pacific Northwest. He offers home. Foul ball to the right side and out of play. 1-2. Hillsboro, just about an hour and a half north of where Kellen Strom grew up in Eugene, Oregon. He's very familiar with Hillsboro. Here's the look in by the right-hander. Harris at first, Acuna at second. No score in the top of the first. And Teneo delivers. Breaking ball settles high, and it's 2-2. Teneo with Hillsboro in 2022 made 33 appearances, 10 starts, of 5.65 ERA. He stretches, and the 2-2. Curveball hit high in the air out to left field, and rather shallow. Tawa coming over. It's Nafy Castillo in left center from left field. He makes the catch, and the side comes to a close in the first inning. Well, the Rough Riders, no runs on one hit, no errors. They strand a couple, and we go to the bottom of the first inning. Owen White on the mound, and we return our score. It's the Rough Riders nothing, and the Sod Poodles coming up next on the Riders Baseball Network.
At Carpet Tech, our job is about so much more than cleaning floors. It's about personal investment. But don't just take our word for it. Hear what real Carpet Tech customers have to say.
Great prices, and the carpet looked amazing.
The young men who work for Carpet Tech are always prompt and explain their services before they begin the job.
This company is super polite and friendly. My carpets have never looked so good.
They came out on very short notice and did a fantastic job. I'm very proud to recommend them.
Thank you, Collin County, for trusting Carpet Tech.
We believe who children become is as important as what they know. That's why teachers at Primrose Schools of Dallas use the Primrose Friends puppets every day to teach children all kinds of character traits, like cooperation and how to be a good friend. That's also why we created the Harmony and Heart Music and Literature program with original songs and books that help children become dynamic thinkers, good listeners, and kind people. Learn more about how we help children build character at primroseschools.com/Dallas.
America's pastime shines extra bright this year with the Frisco Rough Riders hosting a home game on 4th of July with a double fireworks show after the game. It's the biggest and brightest fireworks show of the season. The 7 p.m. game on the 4th of July is a can't-miss way to celebrate Independence Day with fireworks galore. See you at Riders Field on Tuesday the 4th of July with first pitch against the Midland Rockhounds at 7:05. Get your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
Now, back to the game on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Welcome back to Amarillo. The Rough Riders held scoreless in the top of the first inning, and now it's Owen White on the mound for Frisco in the bottom half. Zach Bigley with you. Very happy to have you along as we'll be with you this entire two-week road trip. Owen White's first pitch to Ryan Bliss is off the outside corner, and it's one ball and no strikes. Rough Riders here in Amarillo for six games, then they head just a little bit south to Midland for six. The 1-0 pitch. Bliss takes low and away, and it's two balls and no strikes. So it's Owen White getting the start for the Rough Riders in this series opener. He's the number two prospect in the Rangers system by MLB.com. He fires home the 2-0. Bliss watches on the outside corner for a strike. 2-1. White, the best pitching prospect. The number one prospect is Evan Carter for the Rangers. 2-1. Fouled straight back, and it's two balls and two strikes. And White making his fourth start on the season. It's his second start against these Amarillo Sod Poodles as he pitched on the second day of the season. And Ryan Bliss was the only man to hit against him. The pitch is fouled away right side. And the count goes to two balls and two strikes. He only allowed the one hit. It was a Ryan Bliss base hit. He walked one and struck out one in three shutout innings in an eventual 3-1 loss for the Rough Riders. Frisco lost two of those three games against Amarillo. Here's the wind back by the right-hander, 2-2. Fastball, pop foul right side out of the ballpark. And it's still two balls, two strikes. So 3-1 loss in Game 2 and a 5-3 loss in Game 3 after a 12-4 win on opening day for the Rough Riders. Two balls, two strikes on Bliss, White's pin. Soft grounder foul to the pole side this time down the third baseline, and Sean Roof makes a nice play. The manager for Amarillo forehanding the ball, and he takes it over to the fence and gives it to a fan in the front row. Hand delivery from Sean Roof. 2-2 pitch. Fouled away, back behind home, and it's still two balls and two strikes. Four straight foul balls for Ryan Bliss. No score, bottom half of the first inning. Owen White looks over the top of his glove, shakes off his catcher Garcia a couple times. And now winds back and delivers in the 2-2. Ground ball foul, third base side again, and it's still two balls and two strikes. White stands 6'3", 199 pounds, the 23-year-old. He won't turn 24 until August 9th. Where's number 14 on his back? The 2-2 pitch again. Swing and a miss, got him. Got him with a slider off the outside corner, and Owen White picks up the strikeout after the long battle with Ryan Bliss. 10 pitches to the first man he sees, but Jordan Lawler steps in now with one out. Lawler, the number one prospect in the Diamondbacks organization. Homered twice against the Rough Riders here in this building when he made his home debut for the Sod Poodles coming up late last year. The pitch. Ground ball up the middle. The shortstop Acuna is there. He swallows it up. A couple crow hops and fires across in time to get his defensive counterpart. Two away in the first inning for Tristan English. No score. Rough Riders and Sod Poodles. English playing in his 12th game of the season. He's reached in all 11 games so far this year. Four homers, tied for second in the league. He's third in slugging percentage as well in the Texas League. White goes to work against him. Misses low and away, and it's one ball and no strikes. Defense behind Owen White looks like this for the Rough Riders today. It's Dustin Harrison left, Evan Carter in center, and Kellen Strom in right. The pitch comes on the inside corner for a strike, and it's one ball and one strike. Thomas Sejacy is at third base. Luis Angel Acuna at short. Jax Biggers at second. Nick Tanelu at first. The offering is just high off the outside corner, and it's two balls and one strike. David Garcia does the catching for the third time this year in four starts for Owen White. 2-1. High fly ball down the right field line. Strom coming in, sunglasses on, towards the line, towards the bullpen mound, and he can't make the catch. And it's two balls and two strikes, and there's that dangerous bullpen mound as Strom might have slid for that baseball if it weren't for the bullpen mound that's on field in foul territory down the right field line here in Amarillo. It's a brand new ballpark. It's only 4 years old. But they still decided to put the bullpens on the field in foul territory, and it's extremely dangerous for the outfielders. Two balls, two strikes on Tristan English. White back into his windup, and the 2-2. Down low in the dirt. 3 balls and 2 strikes on the first baseman, English, a returner from last year's Amarillo team. No score. Home half of the first. Base is clear. White peers over the top of a black glove. Has his sign from Garcia. The payoff pitch. High pop-up, right side, foul territory again. Tanelu, the first baseman, over towards the line, dives and makes the catch. He was slipping on the cinders on the warning track, and he dives back towards the plate, makes the catch, and he retires the side in the first inning. An eventful process over towards the line. He's able to make the catch in foul territory, and we have come to a close in the first. No runs, hits, errors, nobody left on base. We go top two. No score on the Riders Baseball Network.
Is your business dealing with inefficiencies? It could be any sort of digital solution distress, workflow woes, document deviation, or print service problems. Zeno Digital Solutions works with all sizes of businesses to find the perfect solution. We partner with the biggest names in the industry to bring our customers the most efficient and cost-effective outcomes. Connect with us today at zenodallas.com and take advantage of our free cost analysis. For a quarter century, we've been hitting it out of the park in Dallas, Fort Worth, and all of North Texas, and are proud to partner with the Frisco Rough Riders.
Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering solutions that improve Texas communities.
To celebrate the impact of Negro League Baseball, the Frisco Rough Riders are proud to return the barnstorming Negro League team, the Dallas Black Giants, to the diamond this season at Riders Field. Help us bring one of the earliest professional teams of North Texas back in the spotlight. More information on the Dallas Black Giants can be found online at ridersbaseball.com.
Time for the top of the second inning here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Neither team able to find the scoreboard through the first inning. We go to the top of the second. Trevor Hover leads it off against Marcos Teneo in the first pitch. Off the outside corner, 1 ball and no strikes. It's Trevor Hover, Jax Biggers, Nick Tanelu, the 3-2 up for the Rough Riders. Teneo winds back and offers. Fastball in the air out to shallow left center field. Lawler going back. The shortstop reaches out. It's off the tip of his glove and right down below Castillo, the left fielder, who fires it back in. But Trevor Hover has himself a leadoff single to shallow left center field. Now Hover not hitting it hard in the air, and Lawler going back rather trepidatiously into a back pedal, reaching out at the last possible second, and it was just off the tip of his glove. And it's a base hit for the Rough Riders, their second today. And Jax Biggers climbs in from the left side. First pitch from Teneo. Hit in the air, out to shallow center field. Tawa charging in. Lawler backpedaling back again. It's Tawa who takes charge from center and makes the catch. With 3 pitches, and there's the first out in the second. Nick Tanelu makes his way to the plate. The former Corpus Christi hook. And the oldest player in the Rough Riders lineup, Tanelu, 30 years old. Wind continues to blow from right to left. Tanelu into the back of the box. Teneo ready from the stretch. And the first pitch on the way. Bounces down in the dirt. Really nice job by Del Castillo behind the plate to keep it in front. It's 1 ball and no strikes. That ball bounced about 3 or 4 feet out in front of home plate. And Castillo able to block it like it was nothing. Tanelu playing in his 4th game with the Rough Riders. Teneo deals. Low off the outside corner. 2 balls, no strikes. 1 for 10 so far through his 3 games. He's playing at first base defensively for the Rough Riders. Teneo ready from the stretch. And the 2-0 pitch. Fastball hit in the air out to center field into the alley right side. And it's past Bukovic. Tawa cuts it off in the right center alley. Hover up to third. He gets stopped right there. Tanelu pulls in at second with a double. And the Rough Riders are in business. Runners at second and third and one out on the double by Tanelu. His first extra base hit of the season. He punched it into right center field. Vukovic was cutting over on it, reached up and underran it. It was out of his reach. And that allowed Tanelu easily to go to second. Hauber had to hold up to see if it was going to be caught. So he was halfway in between first and second base. He motored to third. Runners at second and third for the nine-hole hitting David Garcia, hitting 292 on the season so far. Taneo in some trouble. He stretches and offers in the first pitch. Garcia takes high off the outside corner, and it's one ball and no strikes. David Garcia and Scott Capers, the two catchers for the Rough Riders, have been really impressive on the offensive side in the early season. Taneo's pitch, curveball, swing and a miss. And it's one ball and one strike. Garcia hitting 292. Capers is right there with him. Slightly over 300. Rough Riders getting really good offense production from their catchers. Capers hitting 333. 1-1 pitch. Fastball dots the outside corner at the knees, and it's 1-2. Neither team has found the scoreboard yet. Top of the second inning here in Amarillo. Rough Riders with two in scoring position. Taneo trying to get out of it. Right-hander deals. Curveball swinging a miss. Got him down underneath his hands. First strike three. His first double-A strikeout, and there are two away here in the second. Back up to the top of the order. Certainly not out of the woods. It's Evan Carter to the plate. Carter bounced out to first in the first inning. Already three home runs this season, two in scoring position. The pitch. Curveball fouled off the end of the bat. A squibber off to the left side behind home, and it's 0-1. Carter hitting 370 after the out in the first inning. Here's the stretch by the right-hander. And the 0-1 pitch to Carter. Curveball in the dirt. And it's one ball and one strike. Rough Riders trying to strike first against Taneo. Good thing for Taneo. He's allowed a lot of balls in the air so far today. Only one ball on the ground. But historically, this season especially, he's been rolling a lot of ground balls. And he delivers in the 1-1. Ground ball foul on the left side of the infield. And it's one ball and two strikes now as he ripped a fastball there at 92 miles an hour. Taneo had a 58% ground ball rate at the high A level in Hillsboro this year. That's exactly what you want to see, is rolling a lot of balls in the ground if you're playing here in this ballpark where the ball just soars. 1-2 pitch. Curveball, ground ball, foul. First base side towards the Rough Riders bullpen. And it hits off Grant Wolfram's cleats. He didn't even move. It's one ball and two strikes, and now he moves out and barehands it. He's good to go. Hauber takes his lead from third. Tanelu from second. Taneo from the stretch and the 1-2 pitch to Carter. It's grounded up the first baseline and foul again towards the Rough Riders bullpen. This time, Grant Wolfram jumps up and grabs it on the foul ball, and he underhands that foul ball and the first one to a couple fans in the seats. Good guy, Grant Wolfram, making sure handing out some souvenirs. 2-2 pitch on the way to Evan Carter. Fastball fouled straight back, and it's still two balls and two strikes. Carter battling. He got hit by a pitch on the left forearm in game one of the doubleheader on Friday, and he's sat out the last three games, including game two of that doubleheader, but good to go now. It was just a contusion. The pitch. Breaking ball settles outside. Two balls, two strikes on the Riders center fielder. A lot of hubbub made about his absence in the lineup, but not to worry. He's okay. Good to see him back out there. He's 100%. Taneo readies in the 2-2 pitch. High pop-up back behind home. The catcher, Dale Castillo, has room, and he makes the catch near the on-deck circle to retire Carter and retire the Rough Riders. So Frisco threatens in the second, but they get no runs on two hits, no errors, and two left on base. That's four stranded for the Rough Riders through two innings of offense. We go to the bottom of the second. Our score, no score, on the Riders Baseball Network.
The Frisco Rough Riders are bringing Scranton, Pennsylvania to you on July 21st with Pretzel Day, featuring an appearance from Leslie David Baker, who played Stanley in The Office. Arrive early for a World's Best Ballpark Mug giveaway, and for a $50 add-on prize, fans can visit with Baker during a pregame meet and greet. Come enjoy the best day of the year, Pretzel Day, and enjoy a Rough Riders game at 7 p.m. on Friday, July 21st at Riders Field. Purchase your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
These days, reliable internet is everything. And with Astound Broadband, you'll get ultra-fast internet to stream better, work smarter, and game harder. Astound speeds start at 300 megabits per second for just $25 a month, all in with no hidden fees or contracts, plus a guaranteed two-year price lock. Make the switch today and go all in with Astound. Restrictions apply. Go to astound.com and get connected today.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Time for the bottom of the second here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Into the bottom of the second inning. Rough Riders and Sod Poodles, no score. Adrian Del Castillo, the cleanup man for Amarillo to start things off against Owen White. And the first pitch on the way. It catches the outside corner for a strike, 0-1. The catcher playing in his 12th game this year, left-handed batter, 231 average. White offers. High pop-up, shallow left field. Now, Harris drifting back a couple steps just shy of the warning track. He makes the catch. One away. Well, that's a great example. The ball really carries here. The wind just kept blowing it further and further back. Harris drifting back with it. And there's one out in the second. Davison De Los Santos makes his way up. The number four prospect in the organization and the youngest player in the Texas League, just 19 years old. White has his sign, winds back and delivers home. Just high of the zone, misses with a breaking ball, and it's one ball and no strikes. Davison De Los Santos, 19 years old, he's the youngest. Amarillo also has the oldest player, the 1-0. High and tight, it's two balls and no strikes. That being Juan Centeno, who's 33 years old, and he's hitting eighth in this lineup, a former big leaguer. Both ends of the spectrum here in Amarillo. Two balls, no strikes, the pitch. Ground ball up the middle. Acuna, two steps to his left. He's got it. Scissor steps and fires across in time to get De Los Santos. Two quick outs in the second. And A.J. Vukovic makes his way to the plate. No score, bottom of the second inning here in Amarillo. Vukovic, the number 12 prospect in this Diamondbacks organization. A Diamondbacks organization that is very position player heavy. White delivers. Ground ball up the middle. Acuna to his left again. He's got it. Throws on to first, and it's in time to get Vukovic. And it's an easy inning for Owen White. He throws just six pitches to sit down this side. And he sits him down in order. Six up, six down for Owen White overall. No score to the top of the third inning on the Riders Baseball Network.
The Riders bring the spirit of the State Fair to Frisco on August 18th for State Fair Night. Come out to Riders Field, enjoy a Fletcher's Corny Dog, interact with Mr. Corny, and watch the Rough Riders play as their alternate identity, the Frisco Corny Dogs. August 18th is State Fair Night, so get your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
The Frisco Rough Riders provide the best night out for you and your groups. Whether it's a fun night out with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993 or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the Riders Baseball excitement. Let's ride.
The stars shine bright in North Texas. This is Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Luis Angel Acuña starts things for the Rough Riders in the top of the third inning, no score. Marcos Teneo delivers home. First pitch, curveball inside as Acuña bends away from it and was nearly hit by the pitch. It's one ball and no strikes. He smiles on the ball that nearly bent back onto the inside corner. 1-0, and here's Teneo's pitch. Fastball, ground ball, foul towards the Rough Riders' third base coach and manager, Carlos Cardoza. He backs up on it and then says, oh, that might have been hit a little too hard, and he moves his hand out of the way. It's one ball and one strike. Teneo, quick worker, 1-1, is low and away. And it's two balls and one strike on Acuña, who singled in the first. Rough Riders have three hits, just no runs to show for it so far. 2-1 pitch. Down low in the dirt, and it's three balls and one strike. Acuña has been such a bright spot on the offensive side for the Rough Riders, and it's not as if you have to really look too hard to find too many bright spots in this order, but Acuña has stood out. The 3-1. Ground ball up the middle. The second baseman, Bliss, behind the bag. He's got it and throws on to first in time to get Acuña. One away in the third for Thomas Sejesi, who flew out to center in the first. Entering this game, Acuña, over his last 11 games, hitting .383 with an over 1,000 OPS. Hit a grand slam on Thursday. Remember, he's just 21 years old. Came up last year as a 20-year-old to the Texas League. The pitch. So JC, who also came up as a 20-year-old, takes low, and it's one ball and no strikes. He's the sixth youngest player in the Texas League. The pitch. Down in the dirt. And it's two balls and no strikes. Was the fifth youngest, except for earlier today. Corpus Christi had someone debut who's just a little bit younger. Here's the pitch home. So JC swings, sends it in the air out to left field. Castillo coming in a couple steps, and he's under it to make the catch. Fly ball out to left. Two outs in the third. And Dustin Harris comes to the plate for the Riders. No score. Juan Santander debuted today in the day game. He's just 20 years old. So he becomes the second youngest player in the league after making his debut today. First pitch to Dustin Harris is cut on and missed on a high fastball, and it's 0-1. So Davison De Los Santos, still the youngest, the only 19-year-old. And Juan Santander. Evan Carter, the pitch, misses down in the dirt. It's one ball and one strike. His third, and then Jordan Lawler is fourth, the shortstop for Amarillo. One ball, one strike on Harris. Pitch home. Swing and a miss. Good pitch down underneath his hands, and it's one ball and two strikes. Harris drew a walk in the first. Rough Riders trying to tap into that offense that's been so fruitful here in this ballpark. Teneo has his side in the 1-2. Breaking ball down in the dirt, two balls, two strikes. Two outs, bases clear, no score, top of the third. Rough Riders in 12 games last year hit 36 home runs here. The 2-2. Breaking ball off the outside corner. We're full at three balls, two strikes on Harris. Dustin, a part of that, hit a couple home runs here last year. Payoff home. Fastball, low and inside, ball four, and Harris draws his second walk of the day. He continues to draw free passes at a remarkable clip. That brings Kellen Strom to the plate with two down. That's Harris's 14th walk of the year. He takes over the team lead from Evan Carter. Ties him for second in the Texas League. Strom flat out to left in his first at-bat. Teneo from the stretch, and he delivers home. Breaking ball cut on and missed, and it's 0-1. Well, Strom firsthand got to experience batting practice here once again. He did last year all 12 times the Rough Riders played here. But it's a bit of an ego boost batting practice here. The pitch. Curveball whacked in the air out to deep left field. Castillo back to the warning track, looking up, and bangs high off the wall. Harris flying around third. He's getting the windmill home, and he scores without a throw. RBI double for Kellen Strom. His second double of the season, and the Rough Riders grab a 1-0 lead in the third. Now, that's exactly what you want to see, picking on left center field on that tall wall, and he doubles off of it. 98 miles an hour off the bat, just missed a home run by about 4 or 5 feet. Trevor Hauber makes his way to the plate. He's singled on a fly ball to shallow left center in the second. 1-0 Rough Riders. Taneo, ready from the stretch, looks back towards second, kicks home. Down low in the dirt, scoots away from Del Castillo, behind him to his right. And that allows Strom to take third. A wild pitch, one ball, no strikes on Hauber. What you want to do here in this ballpark is score in bunches. No lead is safe. Any team playing here can score really quickly and in bunches as well. One ball, no strike pitch. Curveball low, and it's two balls and no strikes. Rough Riders are the ones who draw first blood, but you want to be able to extend that lead as much as you can. Taneo sets. And the 2-0. Hauber, a rip and a miss. 2-1. High fastball from Taneo. Great to see Kellen Strom pick up an extra base hit. You would love nothing more than to have him just get a monster series under his belt, break out of the early season slump. 2-1. Fastball fouled back, and it's 2-2. And it's not as if that this is, you know, all mental for Strom, but just to get over the hump a little bit. Get your confidence back here in a hitter-friendly park after a really tough start. You know, when you go on the road to San Antonio, it's such a pitcher-friendly park, it can be really frustrating to hit in. The 2-2. Strike three called. Got him upper edge, outside corner. Second strikeout for Marcos Taneo. The side comes to a close, but the Rough Riders get a run on one hit, no errors, and they strand a runner in the third. Bottom half of the third inning coming up. It's Frisco 1, Amarillo nothing on the Riders Baseball Network.
Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at olson.com. Olson, engineering solutions that improve Texas communities.
Riders Field is home to the country's largest water feature in a sports venue, the Lazy River. Whether it's 25 friends or 250, bring your group to the Lazy River at your next Rough Rider game. For solo riders, the individual tickets are available on Sundays, and don't forget the 21 and up party every Thursday for Rowdy at the River, presented by Twisted Tea. Reserve your spot today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
The Whataburger Sweet and Spicy Bacon Burger is an all-time favorite. It brings so many flavors together in harmony, you might wonder if it's greater than the sum of its parts. It's got two all-beef patties, both of which fantastic. Crispy bacon, love that. Grilled onions, mmm. Melty cheese, I mean, who would say no? And sweet and spicy pepper sauce, yes please. I guess we're kind of partial to every part. The Sweet and Spicy Bacon Burger from Whataburger, just like you like it.
This is Matt Watley, and you're listening to Rough Riders Baseball.
We're into the home half of the third inning. Tim Tawa to lead it off. Rough Riders leading 1-0 thanks to the RBI double from Kellen Strom in the top half of this third. And Owen White goes to work against Tawa. First pitch, low off the outside corner. One ball, no strikes. Owen White threw 18 pitches in the first, in part thanks to Ryan Bliss, who saw 10 pitches before striking out. The 1-0. Tawa takes low and away, two balls, no strikes, and then he dispatched of the order easily in the second on just 6 pitches. So he faces the bottom third of the card after starting 6-up, 6-down. He brings in the 2-0. On the upper edge, outside corner for a strike with a slider, and it's 2-1. Owen White goes 4-pitch mix, fastball, curveball, slider, and change, and likes to work them intermittently throughout the game. 2-1 offering. Bounces in the dirt in front of home, and it's 3-1. Fastball command has been good so far to start off the season for White, but kind of irregular numbers to what we've expected to see out of the right-hander. What we tend to see from him is immaculate command and a lot of strikeouts. Payoff pitch. Fouled straight back. Now it's payoff coming, as that was the 3-1. It's now 3-2. His strikeout rate at just 16% is nearly half of what it is normally. It's the lowest of his career by far, usually around 30%. 3-2 is a ground ball to the left side of the infield, so JC has it at third, head high, throws a low onto first, but Tanaloo able to keep his foot on the bag while stretching out for it. And there's the first down in the third. It's three straight ground ball outs induced by Owen White, and 7-up, 7-down. Juan Centeno, the 33-year-old former major leaguer, now in from the left side. So a lower strikeout rate and a higher walk rate so far for Owen White at nearly 12%. Averages around 9%. The pitch. High off the outside corner, and it's 1-0. And quite frankly, they haven't really come back to bite him so far, those walks, nor has the lower strikeout rate. He has a 2.13 ERA entering today. The 1-0. Down low and inside, Centeno showed bunt and pulls back. It's 2-0. But, I mean, even starting three hitters in this ballgame, make it four hitters in this ballgame with a 2-0 count, is very unusual for Owen White. He brings home the 2-0. Fouled back. It's 2-1. Jokingly, he was called 0-1 Owen White last year because he would start hitters off with a first pitch strike so often. He's gone 2-0 to four hitters now. The pitch. On the inside corner at the knees for a strike, and it's 2-2. On Centeno. One out, bases clear in the third. 1-0 Rough Riders. Centeno steps out. Playing in his 10th game this year, he's hitting .281 with a homer and three runs batted in. Wide open stance from the left side. The 2-2. Fouled away left side. Still 2-2. If you're unfamiliar with this ballpark here in Amarillo, it is called Hodgetown, after the former Amarillo mayor. Last name was Hodge. White has his sign. He winds back in the 2-2. Line drive to left field, right at Dustin Harris, and he makes the chest-high catch. Now Centeno hit it hard, but in the wrong spot, directly at Harris in left field, hardly had to move. And there are two away. 8-up, 8-down for White. It's 325 down the left field line, 400 to center. 375 to the right center field alley, and around 320 down the right field line. That's actually obscured from our view. We're down the right field line with the broadcast booth. First pitch to Nafy Castillo in the 9-hole is grounded up the middle. Acuna to his left, the shortstop has it behind the bag, throws to first in time, and it's 9-up, 9-down for Owen White. What a start to this ballgame for the Rough Riders right-hander. 1-0 Rough Riders. We go to the top of the fourth inning next on the Riders Baseball Network.
We've seen 20 years of Frisco Rough Riders baseball, and the 20th anniversary weekend continues with Day 2, Saturday, September 2nd. Take a trip back to 2003 as we transform the ballpark like it was Day 1 of Rough Riders baseball. Saturday's game will feature a 20th anniversary poster giveaway and an opportunity to see former star players and participate in the alumni autograph session. Celebrate 20 great years of Rough Riders baseball at Anniversary Weekend, September 1st through the 3rd. Let's ride.
The best deal in the Metroplex is back. Every Thursday home game at Riders Field is Rowdy at the River, presented by Twisted Tea and Thirsty Thursday. Fans 21 and up can purchase a Rowdy at the River ticket and enjoy a party at the Lazy River for just $25 with a live DJ, $2 Twisted Tea, Truly, and drafts, and more drink specials in the Seating Bowl. Join the party at the ballpark every Thursday by booking your tickets now at RidersBaseball.com or by calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
That sound is money. And at Alpha and Omega, we understand that silence is not golden in the construction industry. With new and used low-cost construction and warehouse equipment, flexible financing options, and expert mobile service technicians. Alpha and Omega Equipment Sales and Rental will keep your business sounding like money all year long. Call today at 469-444-8323 to get a quote on your new machine.
This is Dustin Harris, and you're listening to Rough Riders Baseball.
Jax Biggers climbs in for the Rough Riders to lead it off in the fourth. Frisco leading 1-0. Frisco, a run on four hits. Owen White has gone 9-up, 9-down on the other side. First Rough Riders pitcher to do that this year. And the pitch is low to Biggers, and it's 1-ball and no strikes. Owen White, the first man to retire 9 in a row at any portion in a game. Taneo delivers in. Fastball whacked to shallow right field. Long run in Vukovic, and he makes the chest-high catch. A line out to right field for Jax Biggers, and Nick Tanelu steps in. Tanelu doubled back in the second. 1-0 Frisco on the RBI double from Kellen Strong. The Rough Riders getting things going early on the offensive side. Tanelu with his first extra base hit as a Rough Rider. A double in the second. The pitch. Tanelu grounds at third baseline. A fair ball down the left field line towards the bullpen for Amarillo. Tanelu around first on his way to second, and he pulls in right there with his second extra base hit in as many at-bats. Two doubles for Nick Tanelu to start off his time in Amarillo. David Garcia climbs in now. 1-0 Rough Riders already. Their fifth hit off Taneo. They just haven't been able to push the runners home. Frisco has stranded five on the base pass already tonight. Two in the first, two in the second, and one in the third. They're 0-for-4 with runners in scoring position. Taneo deals with David Garcia in the first pitch. Down low and inside to the left-handed batter as a switch hitter against the righty. It's 1-ball and no strikes. Tanelu in scoring position, and Garcia trying to pick him up. He struck out swinging in the second. Taneo delivers. Breaking ball high off the outside corner, and it's 2 balls and no strikes. Love to see the extra base hit power from the Rough Riders. Three doubles in this game already. 2-0 pitch to Garcia. Down low, in the dirt. 3 balls and no strikes. And the last thing you want to do is put Garcia aboard with Evan Carter lurking on deck. Carter had 2 aboard in the second, but popped out to the catcher, Del Castillo. Taneo looks in. He's got his sign. And offers in the 3-0 pitch to Garcia. Down in the dirt, ball 4. So Garcia coaxes a 4-pitch walk. And it's runners at first and second for the Rough Riders. Top of the fourth inning and top of the order. Evan Carter to the plate. Carter has reached in 11 of the 12 games he's played in. Entered into today, 5th in average, 6th in hits, 9th in home runs in the league, tied for 2nd in RBIs, 6th in OPS. Time called and pitching coach Tom Gorzolani comes out of the dugout, and he's going to go chat with the right-hander Taneo, who just arrived about 2 hours before the ball game into Amarillo on his flight. Got into the clubhouse and they got to get going right away. You're going to start facing a really tough lineup, and now he deals with arguably the toughest hitter in this lineup in Evan Carter. Two aboard, just one out in the fourth inning. 1-0 Rough Riders. Taneo had spent parts of 4 seasons in high A with Hillsborough. Here's the stretch by the right-hander, and he offers into Evan Carter. Down low in the dirt, goes through the legs of the catcher Del Castillo. Tanelu up to third, Garcia the trail runner moves up to second, and the Rough Riders have 2 in scoring position now. 1 ball, no strikes on Evan Carter. Well, that's the worst thing that could happen without a ball being put in play, of course, after a mound visit. Now a base hit could make it 3-0 Rough Riders. Carter digs back in. Taneo ready from the stretch. And the 1-0 pitch to Carter. Fastball just outside. Two balls, no strikes. Taneo's first season in Hillsboro was 2019. That was back when they were a short season low-A affiliate. 2021 started with Visalia at the low-A level and made it up to Hillsboro at the high-A level and spent the next two seasons there. The pitch is on the outside corner for a strike, and it's 2-1 now to Carter. Spent all last year there and then began the season in Hillsboro again this season for his promotion up to double-A. A 26-year-old from the stretch. He offers the 2-1. Fastball, pop foul, out of the ballpark, onto the street, down the left field line. And it's two balls and two strikes. We are in downtown Amarillo. Here at Hodgetown, you can see the skyline off to our left-hand side. It's down the left field line. Taneo readies. And the 2-2 pitch. Fastball, ground ball, right side, through into right field, base hit. Tanelu scores from third. Garcia around third, on his way home, and he slides in safely ahead of the tag from Del Castillo. Evan Carter picks up a couple runs of the base hit, and it's 3-0 Rough Riders. Evan Carter, his first hit of the day, his 16th and 17th RBIs of the season to give him sole possession of second place in the Texas League. And it's a two-run single for Carter to make it 3-0 Rough Riders. Luis Angel Acuna to the plate. In from the right side. Taneo stretches and deals into Acuna. Breaking ball cut on and missed, and it's 0-1. On a slider from Taneo. 1-for-2 day for the Rough Riders shortstop. Single back in the first. Taneo ready from the stretch. And he offers home to Acuna. Just high. One ball and one strike. So Frisco already with three runs on six hits. Amarillo without a base hit so far through three offensive innings against Owen White. Here's the right-hander's 1-1 pitch. And he'll have to wait. A throw goes over to first to check on Carter, who's 3-for-5 in stolen bases this year. Taneo ready from the stretch. And the 1-1 pitch on the way to Acuna. Low off the outside corner. Two balls, one strike. Owen White is in good shape with his pitch count as well. Just 37 pitches through his three innings. Hopefully he'll be able to go deep in this ballgame. He's been worked up over his last few outings. Taneo offers. Acuna takes low of the zone. And it's three balls and one strike. This is not a portion of the order you want to mess around with. Acuna in the two spot. Sajacy in the three spot is on deck. Taneo is playing with fire as Amarillo will get the bullpen up and going. 3-1 pitch. Acuna takes down low off the outside corner for ball four. And the Rough Riders put two aboard now with one out. Already two in the inning. And out in the bullpen, well, we were just about to introduce you to the bullpen pitcher, and he's about to come into the game now. Taneo is going to be done. Sean Roof out of the dugout, and he will take the ball from his right-hander in his double-A debut. So we will introduce you to the new man coming out of the bullpen. It's Hugh Fisher. Rough Riders leading 3-0, two aboard in this third inning. We'll step aside for the pitching change. Be right back on the Riders Baseball Network.
On Friday nights, the stars won't be the only thing big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for post-game fireworks every Friday as well as Sundays beginning June 4th. After the game, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun. For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
The Frisco Rough Riders provide the best night out for you and your groups. Whether it's a fun night out with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993 or visit us online at RidersBaseball.com to learn more about all our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the Riders Baseball excitement. Let's ride!
get ready to return to the classroom on August 5th. At Riders Field on Saturday, August 5th, we celebrate College Night at 7:05 p.m. Enjoy the beer specials, a college fair, plus ticket packs available for the best value in a Riders University crew neck you can select in your school's color. Get your pencils and paper ready and get your tickets for College Night on August 5th at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride!
This is Justin Foscue, and you're listening to Rough Riders Baseball.
The left-handed sidearm slinger Hugh Fisher takes over out of the bullpen for the Sod Poodles. We play in the top of the fourth inning. Two runs in, 3-0 Rough Riders. Here's Thomas Sajacy, and the first pitch goes down low and inside all the way back to the backstop. And both runners move up. Evan Carter to third, Luis Angel Acuna to second on the wild pitch. And it's already the third wild pitch in this game from Amarillo pitchers. So two in scoring position now to Sajacy. One ball, no strikes. Hugh Fisher is really good against left-handed batters. But Sajacy, a right-handed batter. And the 1-0 pitch. High off the outside corner, 2-0. He's pitching in just his second career Double-A game. Last season, the bigger sample size, lefties hit just 140 against him in high A. Righties 320, though, and three of the four home runs he allowed were against right-handed hitters. He offers in the 2-0. Ground ball, third base side, backhanded stop. De Los Santos holds the runner at third, throws across and gets Sajacy. Two outs. Right before that pitch, the infield had creeped in. Dustin Harris to the plate now. Rough Riders lead 3-0, and here's that lefty-lefty matchup that Hugh Fisher wants. Marcos Teneo, done in his Double-A debut. He's still responsible for the two men on base. The pitch. Off the outside corner with a slider, and it's one ball and no strikes. Harris has not recorded an at-bat yet. He has a couple walks in his two trips to the plate. Stretch by Fisher, and the 1-0 pitch. That's just outside. It's two balls, no strikes. Rough Riders lead 3-0 in the top of the fourth. Now two outs, runners at second and third. The line as it stands for Teneo, 3 1/3, three runs all earned on six hits. Two strikeouts, three walks, the 2-0. Harris, a check swing, takes a strike. Upper edge outside corner with a fastball, and it's 2-1. Rough Riders have been putting the ball in play a lot tonight. 2-1. Harris swings, lines it up the middle, off the glove of Bliss at second, who dove, and it scoots into shallow center field. Two runs coming to score for the Rough Riders, and it's now Frisco 5, Amarillo nothing. Evan Carter scores, Luis Angel Acuna right behind him, and Dustin Harris a two-run single. They give the Rough Riders a 5-0 lead. Dustin Harris just continues to hit over the last two ball games. First pitch to Kellen Strom. A check swing, strike in the outside corner, and it's 0-1. Harris has now knocked in four over the last two games and has reached consecutively in six plate appearances. The stretch, Harris takes off. The pitch is down low and inside, and Harris steals it without a throw. His fifth stolen base of the season. That ties Luis Angel Acuna for the team high. So he's in at scoring position. One ball and one strike on Strom. And the pitch on the way. Off the outside corner, two balls and no strikes. And we were talking about how good Fisher was against left-handed batters. Well, Harris able to stay in there, line it back up the middle. Bliss at second dove off to his left, and it was off of his glove and into center field. Two-run single. And now the 2-1 to Strong. There's a fly ball deep down the left field line. Castillo at the warning track, and he's there to make the catch. No, Strong just missed it. And it's a fly out to end the fourth inning. But the Rough Riders score four runs. It comes on three hits, no errors, and one runner left on base. Bottom of the fourth inning coming up. Rough Riders leading 5-0 on the Riders Baseball Network.
A lot happens in a child's first 5 years. from rolling on their tummy to crawling to running and jumping, or from discovering numbers and letters to solving math problems and writing stories. From learning to care for themselves to caring for others, sharing their ideas, and listening too. It's all part of the Primrose Balanced Learning Approach, where children learn the skills, academic and beyond, that will serve them for the rest of their lives. Learn more about balanced learning at primroseschools.com/Dallas.
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
Everyone deserves a great smile, and Smile Doctors Orthodontics is here to help you, Frisco Rough Riders fans. Smile Doctors accepts most insurance, and whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, we make smiles affordable with 0% APR financing. With some of the country's leading orthodontics right here in the DFW area, we love to see Rough Riders fans smile with confidence. So get that amazing smile you deserve. Visit SmileDoctors.com today and book your free consultant. That's SmileDoctors.com for Smile Doctors Orthodontics, the official smile providers of minor league baseball.
This is Justin Foscue, and you're listening to Rough Riders Baseball.
Owen White back to the mound for the Rough Riders, leading 5-0. In the first pitch to Ryan Bliss is drilled down the left field line, but well foul. And it's 0-1. 9 up, 9 down for the Rough Riders right-hander. He struck out just one. It was this man, Ryan Bliss, to begin his first inning. He peels back in the 0-1 pitch. Swing and a miss and an elevated fastball, and it's 0-2. There haven't been a lot of swings and misses against White. In fact, that's just the second that he has induced, both coming to Ryan Bliss. He peels back here in the 0-2. Curveball hit high in the air out to shallow left field, down the line. Harris giving chase, and he watches this one go foul. And it's still 0-2 on Ryan Bliss. A lot of foul balls, though. Ryan Bliss, in his at-bat, fouled off 6 pitches in a 10-pitch affair before striking out. So White not getting the swings and misses that he's used to, but he's been very effective. That's hardly a knock on him. The 0-2. Swing and a miss. Got him. Got it that time. Slider off the outside corner. And he picks up the strikeout. His second. Both of them victimizing Ryan Bliss. 5-0 Frisco. 10 up, 10 down for Owen White. And Jordan Lawler makes his way to the plate. Ground out to short for Lawler back in the first inning. White has his sign. Rocks back, delivers. Fastball belt high, a strike. 0-1. 0-1. Owen White is just dominating right now, working very quickly. The subdued windup in the 0-1. Line drive up the middle, and that's in the left center for a base hit. The first hit for Amarillo. Jordan Lawler is the one who picks it up. Tristan English to the plate now. 5-0 Frisco. Lawler has really been struggling at the plate, hitting under 200 since he left Frisco. And he picks up that base hit there. Got the season off to a good start, homering on opening day. An RBI single in game two. Here's the stretch from White, and the pitch into Tristan English. There's a breaking ball for a strike on the outside corner, and it's 0-1. And then Lawler walked a couple times and singled in game three. Singles here in the fourth for Amarillo's first hit. 5-0 Rough Riders. 0-1 offering to English. Fastball ripped in the air out to deep right center field. Carter back to the warning track. He has room, makes the catch. Lawler went back to tag at first base, but Carter rifles it back in. And it's a deep fly out to right center field. 2 outs in the fourth for Adrian Del Castillo. That's a dangerous part of the ballpark. There's a berm in right field that goes parallel to the line between first and second. So instead of curling around like a normal wall would, out in right center field, there's a 375-foot mark as the berm kind of jets in towards the field of play. Here's the stretch, and White delivers home the first pitch to Del Castillo, batting from the left side. And before that, time called, pitch clock violation on White. And it's one ball, no strikes on Del Castillo as he was holding on Lawler. Taking his lead from first. Lawler, 6-for-6 in stolen bases this year. White delivers. Fastball, just a hair off the outside corner. Two balls, no strikes. So those fly balls that go to right center field here at this ballpark, you kind of have to hold your breath. Well, quite frankly, you hold your breath on any fly ball hit here, but especially to right center field because that kind of jets in just a little bit. 2-0 pitch from White. Fastball, ground ball, foul up the first baseline. Pass to diving Tanalu, and it's two balls and one strike now. Mark Church's turn to get up out of the Rough Riders bullpen. Toss it to a fan in the front row of the seats. Right behind the Rough Riders bullpen. Sun starting to set here in Amarillo, Texas. Beautiful night for baseball, 64 degrees. 2-1 pitch from White. Swung on and missed, and a good slider off the outside edge. Two balls and two strikes. Two outs, runner at first. White has been dominant today. A lot of balls on the ground, and that was something that he had done well this season entering into today's ballgame. Throw goes over to first. It's close, not in time. Lawler just got back in there on a step and a dive. Really good move over. White ready from the stretch. He brings in the 2-2. After a long hold, he throws over to first one more time to check on Lawler, and he's back in. Well, the Rangers at the big league level taking on the Cincinnati Reds. That game has just gone final in almost an unbelievable fashion. For the second straight night, Cincinnati comes from behind to win it. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Got him down low in the dirt for strike three. Owen White with his third strikeout. And he retires the side in the fourth inning. No runs, a hit. No errors, a runner left stranded. Amarillo gets their first hit, but the Rough Riders still lead 5-0. As we go to the top of the fifth inning next on the Riders Baseball Network.
Let the dogs out at Riders Field for Bark in the Park on Sunday, May 14th. Bring your four-legged furry friend out for a Rough Riders baseball game. Enjoy the grassy berm beyond the outfield or find some new friends at Section 123 or 124. Dogs are admitted free to the game with a human and also get a doggy bag at the gate with treats provided by Piper's Paporium. See you at Bark in the Park, Sunday, May 14th. First pitch at 4:05. Let's ride.
Woo, woo!
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
The Frisco Rough Riders are proud to partner with Minor League Baseball and Copa de la Diversión in 2023. For three games this season, the Riders will take the field as Quesos de Frisco. Grab your Copa gear at the Riders Outpost and wear it with Riders players on June 3rd, July 22nd, and September 9th. More information at ridersbaseball.com. Vamos Quesos!
Let's get the top of the fifth started here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Bring the beat in.
Into the top of the fifth inning from Amarillo, Texas. Happy you're with us on this Tuesday evening. The Rough Riders leading the Sod Poodles 5-0. Trevor Hobber, Jax Biggers, Nick Tanalu due up. It's 6-7-8 in the Rough Riders order. Here's the stretch from the left-hander Fisher in the first pitch to Hobber. The sidearm slinger misses high and outside, and it's one ball and no strikes. Hobber 1-for-2 with a single in the second. He struck out in the third. Stretch by the lefty, and he slings it in. Drops down even further sidearm, and this time misses outside with a breaking ball. Two balls, no strikes. Trevor Hobber said he remembers this place fondly, talking to him pregame. 2-0 pitch. On the outside corner for a strike. 2-1. Said his favorite memory is that 21-run game that the Rough Riders had here last year. The pitch. He swings into high fly ball out to center field, but right at Tim Tawa, who comes in two steps, now backpedals a couple, and he puts it away with two hands for the first down. Jax Biggers now, Rough Riders leading 5-0, top of the fifth. That game was back on September 2nd of last year here in this ballpark, and the Rough Riders set or tied five franchise records in that affair. A 21-2 win over this Amarillo team. The pitch. Biggers takes a strike on the upper edge outside corner. It's 0-1. Most runs with 21. Largest margin of victory, 19 runs. Tying the franchise record for most home runs in a game with 8. The pitch. Biggers cuts and misses off the outside corner, and it's 0-2. Most runs in a single inning. They scored 11 in the fifth inning in that game, and most hits by a player in a single game, Blaine Krim had 5. The Rough Riders 2-6 in the order that day, including Trevor Hover, who hit 6th, hit 640. The 0-2 off the outside corner, and it's 1-2. You play in the top of the fifth. It's 5-0 Rough Riders. In that game, 2-6, went 16-25. The 1-2 off the outside corner, 2-2. They combined for 5 doubles, 5 homers, 14 RBIs, 15 runs, and 4 walks. That's a good week for some teams offensively. The pitch. Ground ball foul up the first baseline. And it's 2-2 still on Biggers. That was Blaine Krim, Kellen Strom, Trevor Hover, Aaron Zavala, Justin Foscue. The 2-2. Swing and a miss. Got him off the outside corner. 2 outs. First strikeout for Fisher. And Nick Tanelu makes his way to the plate. 2 down. As Amarillo looks to sit down the Rough Riders 1-2-3 for the first time in this game. Seven different players homer. Justin Foscue with a 2-homer game in that one. Krim had 5 hits. Kellen Strom with 4 hits in that game. The pitch. Tanelu takes high off the outside corner. 1-0. Stowers, Foscue, and Zavala all had 3. And then Jonathan Ornelas and Scott Capers each added 2 hits as well. The pitch is hit high in the air. Foul territory right side. English, the first baseman, over towards the bullpen plate. And he makes the catch to retire the side in the fifth inning. So it's a 1-2-3 inning for the first time today for Amarillo pitching. No runs, hits, errors, nobody left on base. We go to the bottom half of the fifth inning. We're halfway home. The Rough Riders lead 5-0 on the Riders Baseball Network.
At Carpet Tech, our job is about so much more than cleaning floors. It's about personal investment. But don't just take our word for it. Hear what real Carpet Tech customers have to say.
Great prices, and the carpet looked amazing.
The young men who work for Carpet Tech are always prompt and explain their services before they begin the job.
This company is super polite and friendly. My carpets have never looked so good.
They came out on very short notice and did a fantastic job. I'm very proud to recommend them.
Thank you, Collin County, for trusting Carpet Tech.
The Rough Riders Foundation and Zeno Imaging would like to highlight Minnie's Food Pantry as they celebrate 15 years of service and over 24 million meals distributed to families in need right here in North Texas. We want to take a moment to thank all of our volunteers and sponsors for their continued support. For those in need and those wanting to help, please visit minniesfoodpantry.org to learn more. If you can't feed 100 people, you can feed just one. And go Rough Riders!
To celebrate the impact of Negro League Baseball, the Frisco Rough Riders are proud to return the barnstorming Negro League team, the Dallas Black Giants, to the diamond this season at Riders Field. Help us bring one of the earliest professional teams of North Texas back in the spotlight. More information on the Dallas Black Giants can be found online at ridersbaseball.com.
This is Blaine Krim, and you're listening to Rough Riders Baseball.
Owen White back to the hill in the bottom of the fifth inning. Rough Riders a 5-0 advantage. Back in Hodgetown. White going to work against Davison De Los Santos, the right-handed batter. Here's the righty's first pitch. Fits it just low and away, and it's 1-0 to the third baseman, number 4 prospect in the Diamondbacks organization. White Rocks in the 1-0. There's a high fly ball out to right field, right at Kellen Strom, who backs up a couple steps, and he's just a step shy. The warning track makes the catch. One out, and A.J. Vukovic makes his way to the plate. Ground out to short the first time for Vukovic. Well, entering into this inning, you heard the voice of Blaine Krim bringing us back, and he has very fond memories against the Sod Poodles, and especially here in this ballpark. White looks over his glove. He winds back, and he offers home. Fastball dots the outside corner for a strike, and it's 0-1. You heard us talk about his five-hit game in that 21-run game on September 2nd here last year. The pitch home. Ground ball foul back behind home. And it's 0-2 now on Vukovic. He's currently up in AAA with Round Rock, hitting .268 so far up there. Just had his first career AAA homer not too long ago. Happy to see that for Blaine, one of the best pure hitters you'll find. 0-2. Off the outside corner, one ball and two strikes on Vukovic. He absolutely feasted on Amarillo, and it's just ridiculous looking back at the numbers. Kind of forgot how good they were. The 1-2. Swing and a miss. Got him down low and inside, and Owen White strikes out his fourth. Two away in the fifth inning. Owen White facing one over the minimum so far. As we play in the fifth inning, it's 5-0 Rough Riders. Victimizing this Amarillo order. Tim Tawa in from the right side. He grounded out to third his first time up. And White rocks back and delivers home. On the outside corner for a strike, 0-1. Last year, Krim in 15 games against Amarillo hit .444 with 9 homers and 20 RBIs in 15 games. The 0-1. Fouled straight back. It's quickly 0-2 on Tawa. He had a 1,376 OPS against Amarillo, which is absurd. And at one point hit homers in 5 consecutive games here in Hodgetown. Rough Riders as a team had an over 1,000 OPS against Amarillo. Just crazy stuff. The 0-2. Ground ball, weakly hit back to the hill. White off the mound, backhands, fires to first, got him! And Owen White has thrown 5 shutout innings against Amarillo. He skips off the mound. It's 5-0 Rough Riders. The top of the sixth inning on the Riders Baseball Network.
That sound is money. And at Alpha and Omega, we understand that silence is not golden in the construction industry. With new and used low-cost construction and warehouse equipment, flexible financing options, and expert mobile service technicians, Alpha and Omega Equipment Sales and Rental will keep your business sounding like money all year long. Call today at 469-444-8323 to get a quote on your new machine.
As a baseball fan, you live for the thrill of watching your team move around the bases. You join the roar of the crowd, live through the highs and lows, and push your team to victory. At the storehouse of Collin County, we believe when our neighbors win, we all win. By providing food, clothing, education, and life-changing resources, we help our neighbors move toward victory one day at a time. Donate or volunteer today at thestorehousecc.org.
Get ready to return to the classroom on August 5th. At Riders Field on Saturday, August 5th, we celebrate college night at 7:05 p.m. Enjoy the beer specials, a college fair, plus ticket packs available for the best value in a Riders University crew neck you can select in your school's color. Get your pencils and paper ready and get your tickets for college night on August 5th at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride!
Live action continues with the top of the sixth inning here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Couldn't ask for a much better start to this series if you're the Rough Riders. They lead 5-0 into the top of the sixth inning. Owen White has thrown 5 shutout innings, completely dominant baseball. He's allowed just 1 base runner on a single, faced 1 over the minimum. And David Garcia leads things off for the Rough Riders in the 9th spot here in the 6th against a new right-hander who fires in, misses down low and inside, and it's 1 ball and no strikes. That new right-hander, Josh Green, who takes the hill, taking over for Hugh Fisher, the lefty. 1-0, down low and inside, and it's 2 balls and no strikes. So Hugh Fisher done after allowing the 2-run single to Dustin Harris. Those runs charged to Taneo, the starter. Green delivers. Fastball, ground ball up the middle. The third baseman, De Los Santos, cuts it off and fires over to first base in time to get Garcia. One down, and Evan Carter to the plate. 1-for-3 today with a 2-run single. So Taneo allows 5 runs all earned on 6 hits in his 3 1/3 innings. And then Fisher coming in after him, 1 2/3 scoreless innings. First pitch to Carter is just off the plate. 1 ball, no strikes. Carter's 2-run single bounced through the right side in the 4th. The 1-0 pitch. He swings, sends a high fly ball to deep left field. Castillo back to the warning track at the wall. It's gone! Evan Carter cracks his 4th home run of the season, and the Rough Riders lead 6-0. Carter picking up right where he left off. All 4 home runs coming away from Riders Field this year. He gets a splash of water as he comes in the dugout. And the Rough Riders have their first Amarillo home run this season. Here's Luis Angel Acuna. He swings and misses at the first pitch, and it's 0-1. Oh, Evan Carter cracking a home run to the opposite field. His 3rd RBI today. The pitch down low and inside. It's 1 ball and 1 strike, and you knew it was just a matter of time for Carter. He is just far too talented to be kept in the ballpark here. The 1-1 pitch. Ground ball, third base side. De Los Santos charges. It goes under his glove and out into left field. Acuna on first. He's on his way to second. The throw from Castillo not in time. And Acuna reaches second on the fielding error by De Los Santos. So Acuna aboard at second base. And Thomas Sejasi makes his way to the plate. De Los Santos fielded it. Tried to field it from his left side coming in to make a play on Acuna and just didn't lower his glove all the way to the ground. It scooted right under his mitt and into left field. And Acuna able to get into second base. Here's Thomas Sejasi, first pitch. He swings, fouls it straight back, and it's 0-1. Well, the Rough Riders lead 6-0 in the top of the 6th inning. Evan Carter with the solo home run. You love to see it. 18 RBIs for him now. The pitch at the bottom of the zone for a strike. 0-2. I mean, there's only so many words you can use to describe Evan Carter at one time. You kind of run out at some point just because he keeps fulfilling the high expectations that come to mind when you look at a number one prospect in any organization. You think of all those expectations, and then for a guy to live up to them, it's pretty incredible. Such a young age, just 20 years old. A throwback to second to try and get Acuna, and he's back in easily. 0-2 on Sejasi. I think really the thing that comes to mind is what he said on our podcast. You can find that podcast anywhere you normally get your podcasts, on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. Riders Report, the podcast, is our most recent guest. I think something that really stuck with me about the kind of player he is, the pitch. Off the outside corner, and it's 1 ball and 2 strikes now on Sejasi. He said, the great players are the ones that when you're watching, you want to see something from them every time they come to the plate. You stop what you're doing and watch them. The pitch off the outside corner, and it's 2-2. And he said, every time I go up, I want to do something to prove that I am that guy. I want to be the guy that people expect me to do something every time I come up to the plate. I mean, that is so incredibly mature and impressive from a 20-year-old. And he just keeps doing it every single night, living up to those expectations. The 2-2. Ground ball up the middle. The shortstop, Lawler, fields on a backhand. Transfer throw onto first in time to away. Acuna, aggressive base running, moves to third on the ground out to short in front of him. And Dustin Harris climbs to the plate. It's 6-0 Rough Riders in the top of the 6th inning. And it's easy to say that. It's a different thing to back it up. And Carter has certainly backed it up. He's had one game where he went 0-for-4. That was on a Saturday in San Antonio. He's reached in every other game. The pitch. Off the inside corner, and it's one ball and no strikes. Not only has he reached, but he's done damage. Second in the league in RBIs despite missing three games. Only adding to those totals tonight, the 1-0, down low and inside. Two balls and no strikes. This continues to be an incredible force on the offensive side for the Rough Riders. Green from the stretch and the right-hander's pitch. Down low and inside. Three balls and no strikes to Harris, who's reached in six consecutive plate appearances. Dating back to Sunday, double, triple, hit by pitch. And then today, he's walked twice and a two-run single. 3-0 pitch from Green. Outside corner for a strike, and it's 3-1 now to the Riders left fielder with Acuna, who reached on an error at third base. Two down in the top of the sixth inning, and now Green steps off. Harris adjusts his batting glove, stands back in. Tall left-handed batter. And Green the 3-1. Swing and a miss, and a good pitch down low and inside. 3-2. Went with a breaking ball on 3-1. Got him to swing over the top of it. Acuna leads from third. Green's 3-2. Swing and a miss. Struck him out. So Green gets out of the inning, but not before Evan Carter homers. It's one run on one hit, one error, and one left on. 6-0 Frisco out in front to the bottom of the sixth inning on the Riders Baseball Network.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
If you enjoy sipping a cold one at a baseball game, clear your calendar on August 20th for Beer Fest at Riders Field. Teaming up with Andrews Distributing, the Rough Riders will have plenty of beer tasting options throughout the ballpark, with a multitude of brands showcased and available. And even better, August 20th is one of our four Bark in the Park nights. So bring your furry friend and enjoy beer tasting at Riders Field all in the same night, Sunday, August 20th, with first pitch at 6:05. Let's ride.
Were your best days in high school? If so, the Rough Riders have a day to honor you. On Thursday, May 11th, get $2 off a ticket when you wear your Letterman jacket to the game and enjoy a Rough Riders Letterman patch giveaway. Relive your glory days with the Riders and come out for Peekton High School night on Thursday, May 11th. First pitch is at 6:35 on May 11th against the Wichita Wind Surge in a rematch of last year's championship series. For more info, visit ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
This is Bubba Thompson, and you listen to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
Owen White offers in the first pitch of the home half of the sixth, and it finds the zone on the outside edge for a strike to Juan Centeno, 0-1. Owen White has faced one over the minimum so far through five shutout. The pitch fits onto the outside corner again for a strike, 0-2 on Centeno, who lined out to left field back in the third. White just continues to dominate hitters this year. Centeno calls late time while White was in his motion. White still has yet to allow a hit to a left-handed batter this year. Including tonight, lefties are 0-for-15 against him. The pitch is down low and inside, and it's one ball and two strikes. Righties came in hitting .267 against him this year. But lefties have not picked up a hit, and this is fourth start of the year. He pitches. Centeno swings, grounds it left side. There's the first one into left field for a base hit. And Centeno aboard with a leadoff single in the sixth inning, going the opposite way against the shift. Well, there's the first left-handed hit. That's a little jinx for you, I guess. And Nafe Castillo makes his way in. Castillo grounded to short back in the third, but it's another ground ball. I mean, that's a well-located pitch. It's actually up out of the zone off the outside corner. Tip your cap to the veteran Centeno, the pitch. Just off the outside corner, one ball, no strikes. Similar to the ball that Spencer Strider lost his perfect game on the other night. 1-0 pitch. Swing and a miss. It's 1-1. That was last night. He lost it on a Gene Segura base hit on a ball that was so far off the outside corner and low, it almost hit the ground. That's the pitch you lose your perfect game on. Baseball can be a cruel game. 1-1 pitch from White. Rip and a miss and a high fastball, and it's 1-2. So White has Castillo 1-2. He's K'd 4 so far through 5-plus innings. Nobody loosening in the Rough Riders' bullpen. White's in good shape with the pitch count. He delivers in. Fastball, low and away. 2 balls, 2 strikes. That was his 65th pitch of the outing. White keeps pitching like this. He's not going to be long for Double-A. He stretches. And the right-hander delivers home the 2-2. Swinging a ground ball up the middle, and it's through into center base hit. Pass Biggers at second. And back-to-back singles lead things off in the sixth inning for Amarillo from their 8- and 9-hole hitters nonetheless. Ryan Bliss at the top of the order steps in now. That one was over the plate, just a little bit elevated, and get to the outside corner, and Castillo crushed it, 98 miles an hour off the bat, straight back up the middle. Brings David Garcia out to chat with White, and Jax Biggers joins. Owen White dealing with a little adversity for the first time tonight. It's the first time that anybody's reached second base against him. Retired the first 9 he saw tonight. Actually, the first 10 he saw. And he's only allowed the 3 singles. 6-0 Rough Riders, bottom half of the 6th. And the series opener. White stretches, looks in at Bliss. Peers back towards second now and delivers home. Fastball, swing and a miss, and it's 0-1. Right-hander against right-hander. White pins the ball behind his back, peering in at Garcia, who goes through the sequencing. And he sets up low and outside. The pitch popped up. Right side and out of play, and it's 0-2. He works quickly ahead on Bliss, who has struck out twice tonight. He entered in the leading hitter in the Texas League, batting 400 through his first 13 games and the only one who had a hit off White the last time these two teams played, 2 weeks ago on opening day. 0-2 pitch from White to Bliss. Low off the outside corner in the dirt. And it's 1 ball and 2 strikes. There isn't a ton of speed on the base paths. Better at first with Castillo than Centeno, the normal catcher tonight, the DH at second. White ready from the stretch. Looks back towards second. Kicks fires. High, and it's 2 balls, 2 strikes. White is definitely one to wear his emotions on his sleeve. Here's the stretch, and the 2-2 pitch on the way. Ground ball, third base side, so JC's got it at third, backhand, steps in the bag, throws to first, not in time. They get the fielder's choice on Juan Centeno, one away. And Ryan Bliss safe at first base. So Castillo down to second base. That's one that you think triple play immediately. He was too far off the third base bag, had to go about 3 steps to tag the base. So no way he could turn the triple play on that. Couldn't even get the double play on the fielder's choice. One away, runners at first and second for Jordan Lawler. This is a guy you have to be careful with. He has 3 homers this season. The Rough Riders, when they saw him when he came up from High A Hillsboro at the very end of the season last year, the beginning of September, he homered twice against them in that series. The pitch. Wide foul right side. It's 0-1. He had come up and played in their first road series down in Corpus Christi, and then made his home debut and homered twice in that series against the Riders. A lot of power for Lawler. He homered on opening day against Frisco as well. 20-year-old from Dallas Jesuit High School in Dallas. The 0-1. Check swing, liner, shallow right field. Strom coming in, and he makes the catch. Wow, for a check swing, that went a long way. He caught it right on the barrel, and Strom only had to come in a couple steps. Full swing, and that would have left by a long way. Shows you the kind of power that he has. And there are two outs. Tristan English steps in. Rough Riders still lead 6-0. We play in the bottom half of the sixth inning in Amarillo. White trying to work out of his first trouble of the day. Runners at first and second, now two outs. And the pitch to English. He swings, lines it to left center field. Harris cutting over, plays it on a hop. Afy Castillo around third. He comes in to score. And Amarillo's on the board. It's now 6-1. Rough Riders lead. Three singles in the inning. English, the RBI knock to give him 9 RBIs on the year. Bliss to second. Runners at first and second for Adrian Del Castillo. And Nick Starr starting to get loose for the Rough Riders in their bullpen. That one right down the heart of the plate. And English just served it in the left for a base hit. Castillo to the plate, and now Sean Roof is coming down to check on Ty Krause, the home plate umpire. Not sure what they're talking about. Sean Roof clearly displeased with something that Krause said. Krause saying, that's enough, you can go back to your coaching box, and he does. So Owen White getting ready. He fires. Castillo fouls it back. Del Castillo, I should say, and it's 0-1. So Nick Starr is loosening in the Rough Riders' bullpen as White has been taxed a little bit here in this inning. That's now 75 pitches for him. Runners remain at first and second base, 6-1 Rough Riders. White from the stretch, and he offers home. Fastball, line drive to center field, coming on. Carter still coming, and he makes the catch to retire the side. So Owen White through 6 innings. 1 run across on 3 hits, no errors. 2 left on base. We go to the top of the 7th. It's the Rough Riders 6, the Sod Poodles 1 on the Riders Baseball Network.
At Carpet Tech, our job is about so much more than cleaning floors. It's about personal investment. But don't just take our word for it. Hear what real Carpet Tech customers have to say.
Great prices, and the carpet looked amazing.
The young men who work for Carpet Tech are always prompt and explain their services before they begin the job.
This company is super polite and friendly. My carpets have never looked so good.
They came out on very short notice and did a fantastic job. I'm very proud to recommend them.
Thank you, Collin County, for trusting Carpet Tech.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
Huge, gigantic, enormous, whatever you want to call it, 2 free months of electricity is a big deal. Go to rhythmenergy.com/radio.
You can obtain important standardized information that will allow you to compare this product with other offers. Contact Rhythm Energy at 888-7-RHYTHM. Eligibility requirements, terms, and conditions apply.
This is Justin Foscue, and you're listening to Rough Riders Baseball.
The top of the 7th inning, it's Kellen Strom to start things off for the Rough Riders. Frisco leading 6-1 in this series opener over the Amarillo Sod Poodles. Happy you're with us here in Amarillo, Texas. Josh Green back to the hill after allowing the home run to Evan Carter in the 6th inning, and first pitch on the way to Kellen Strom. Fastball dots the outside corner, a called strike, and it's 0-1. Strom an RBI double in the 3rd, 1-for-3 today. Green rocks back and fires in the 0-1. Chopper, third base side, weakly hit. Strom watched it go foul. And it's 0-2 as he was hustling down the line, keeping an eye on it the entire way. 0-2. Had a really nice chat before today's ballgame with Cody Atkinson, the Rangers roving hitting coordinator. A really big fan of Kellen Stroms, as we all are. And he said, had a chat with Kellen, with Trevor Hover, with Jax Biggers, who are all hitting under 200 to begin the season for the Rough Riders. He said, talked to them before the game, and we're just talking to them about how this isn't going to continue. They've all had success here at this level. Last year, and Biggers even the year before, the pitch off the outside corner in the dirt, and it's one ball and two strikes on Strom. Said they were very kind of receptive to that. Strom, a guy who always tries to maintain a positive attitude. And the 1-2 pitch. Check swing on a pitch high. They appeal, and Felix Neon, the first base umpire, said he did not go around, and it's two balls and two strikes. Really great to hear that those guys are keeping those positive attitudes. And Ty Krause is hearing it from the third base dugout, home of Amarillo, and Sean Roof barking out at him. Krause says that's enough. Two balls, two strikes, here she comes. Swing and a miss, Strom goes down swinging on a high fastball. One out, and Trevor Hover to the plate. These three guys actually are all hitting consecutively in the order with Strom, Hover, and Biggers. Talking with Atkinson, and then also the hitting coach for the Rough Riders, Ryan Tuntlin. Those guys kind of saying that this is the kind of place, the pitch. Hover takes letter high for a strike outside corner. It's 0-1. That can bust you out of her slump, or it can really increase your slump as well if you try to get too big in a very offensive-friendly park. The pitch is down low and inside, and it's one ball and one strike. So often, guys will try to do too much. They'll try to hit home runs in a place like this. And you just got to stay within your approach because a deep fly ball will go out of this ballpark. The 1-1. Inside corner, a strike. Auburn didn't like it, and it's 1-2. You just have to play your normal game here, and it's going to help your batting average. It's going to help everything kind of improve on the offensive side. Auburn knows it. Here's the stretch, and the offering in. He takes strike three, call into the inside corner, and it's back-to-back K's, actually three in a row going back to last inning for Josh Green. Jax Biggers now. Hover was chatting before the ball game that he remembers that 20-run game where he homered. There was a game before that where everyone in the lineup had homered except for Hover. He had walked four times that game, and the pitch home. Just outside, one ball, no strikes. They brought in a position player late in that game, and Hover hit a pop-up to right field, he said in his words, and it went out for a homer. The pinch. Biggers fouls it back into the glove of Del Castillo, and it's 1-1. So that's what this place is like. You have to realize that you cannot get it 100% and still pick up a home run or an extra base hit. Tristan Polly is now loosening in the Rough Riders bullpen. Green delivers. Inside to Biggers. Two balls and one strike. 6-1 Rough Riders, top half of the seventh. Green kicks in the 2-1. Swing and a miss. Biggers went fishing off the outside edge, 2-2, and all of a sudden Green is in control. He's struck out three in a row, and with two outs and the bases clear in the seventh, he has Biggers 2-2. He fires home. High and tight, bends him away, and it's three balls and two strikes. So with Tristan Polly loosening in the Rough Riders bullpen, it might be the end for Owen White, or it might be they send him back out and just have Polly right there just in case. 3-2. Ground ball up the middle, kicks off of Green and scoots out into left field. Biggers around first. He's hot-footing on to second. The throw from Castillo, not in time. A hustle double for Jax Biggers. And the Rough Riders inning continues in the seventh. It was a hard ground ball off of Green, the pitcher, and went right in between the third baseman De Los Santos and Jordan Lawler at short. Out into shallow left field, Nafy Castillo came up and fielded and threw on to second base. Bigger is able to hustle in there with a double. Two-out runner at second, Nick Tanelu hits. 6-1 Rough Riders. Tanelu 2-for-3 with two doubles. The pitch. Down the heart of the plate for a strike, and it's 0-1. Tanelu trying to keep the inning going and pat on to this Rough Riders advantage. Green fires in. Fouled straight back. 0-2. Tanelu's doubles to right center field and down the third base line. Popped out to the first baseman in foul territory back in the fifth. Green steps off. Wants a redo of the signs. Tanelu, back of the right-handed batter's box. Green kicks in the 0-2. Swinging a fly ball down the right field line. A long run. Vukovic still running, still going. Slides, can't make the catch. Bigger scores from second. Tanelu around second, on his way to third. Vukovic's throw, not in time. RBI triple. Nick Tanelu, his third extra base hit of the night. And the Rough Riders lead 7-1. Vukovic slid on the warning track. It was just out of his reach. And by sliding, it allowed Tanelu to get all the way to third. So a double and a triple consecutively here in the seventh inning, and the Rough Riders add on to their advantage. David Garcia now, first pitch, cut on and missed, 0-1. What an opener for the Rough Riders, 7-1 Frisco. Top half of the seventh. The stretch from Green, and the offering in. Strike on the upper edge, outside corner, 0-2. The Rough Riders with one run in the third, four in the fourth. Home run from Evan Carter in the sixth, RBI triple, Nick Tanelu in the seventh. Evan Carter's on deck. Garcia back in from the left side. And Green flicks it home. Swing and a miss. Got him down low and inside. He strikes out the side, but an RBI triple for Nick Tanelu. One run on two hits. No errors. One runner left on base. And the Rough Riders now lead 7-1. We go to the bottom half of the seventh inning next on the Riders Baseball Network.
These days, reliable internet is everything. And with Astound Broadband, you'll get ultra-fast internet to stream better, work smarter, and game harder. Astound speeds start at 300 megabits per second for just $25 a month, all in with no hidden fees or contracts, plus a guaranteed two-year price lock. Make the switch today and go all in with Astound. Restrictions apply. Go to astound.com and get connected today.
The Frisco Rough Riders are bringing Scranton, Pennsylvania to you on July 21st with Pretzel Day, featuring an appearance from Leslie David Baker, who played Stanley in The Office. Arrive early for a World's Best Ballpark mug giveaway, and for a $50 add-on price, fans can visit with Baker during a pregame meet and greet. Come enjoy the best day of the year, Pretzel Day, and enjoy a Rough Riders game at 7 p.m. on Friday, July 21st at Riders Field. Purchase your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Baseball is a game for the keen-minded, and that's especially true at Riders Field on May 13th for STEM Night. Partnered with Allen ISD Night, local STEM teams will be showcasing projects in robotics and more. Plus, community partners from Huntington Learning Center, Mathnasium, and McGraw-Hill will be at the ballpark helping put on a great night and spotlighting our future community leaders. It's a STEM Around the Bases experience on May 13th. For more info, visit ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Let's head back out to the ballpark on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Nick Tanelu patting the Rough Riders lead with an RBI triple. And the bottom of the seventh inning, and now Owen White back to the mound, becoming the first Riders pitcher to pitch in the seventh inning as a starter this year. First pitch to Davison De Los Santos is cut on and missed, and it's 0-1. 92-mile-an-hour fastball by Owen White. Rough Riders leading 7-1, bottom half of the seventh inning. 0-1 pitch. Ground ball off of himself out into fair territory, and it's 0-2. So Tristan Polley is loosening in the Rough Riders bullpen, but Owen White looking to record an out here in the seventh or possibly pitch further. White entering this inning, 76 pitches, 56 for strikes. He brings in the 0-2 pitch. Swinging a soft roller third base side, so J.C. waits on it. Fields rifles it onto first, not in time. De Los Santos with an infield single. And that's how things lead off in the seventh. We'll see how long the leash is for Owen White. If he were to hold it right here, only allowing the one run and not allow two more, or more than two more, I should say, it would be the first quality start for the Rough Riders this year, going at least six innings and allowing three runs or fewer. White ready from the stretch. And the pitch. Off the outside corner and low. One ball, no strikes. A.J. Vukovic in from the right side, 0 for 2 today. White readies. And the 1-0 pitch. Fastball, just low. Two balls, no strikes. De Los Santos, not a stolen base threat. He takes his lead from first. White, the 2-0 pitch. Low of the zone, three balls, no strikes. White has not walked a batter today. He struck out four, including Vukovic. In fact, Vukovic is the last player that White struck out. He brings it home. Inside for ball four and a four-pitch free pass to Vukovic. First two have reached in the seventh inning. Tim Tawa due. And we'll see if we see Carlos Cardoza. Yep, here he comes. So Cardoza out of the dugout, and White, in frustration, bounces the ball on the rubber as he's going to be taken out of this ballgame. Man, what a valiant effort for Owen White. He strands two, and Tristan Polley will take over on the mound. Owen White exits after six brilliant innings, allowing just one run. 7-1 Frisco. We step aside for the pitching change in the seventh inning on the Riders Baseball Network.
Were your best days in high school? If so, the Rough Riders have a day to honor you. On Thursday, May 11th, get $2 off a ticket when you wear your Letterman jacket to the game and enjoy a Rough Riders Letterman patch giveaway. Relive your glory days with the Riders and come out for Peekton High School night on Thursday, May 11th. First pitch is at 6:35 on May 11th against the Wichita Wind Surge in a rematch of last year's championship series. For more info, visit ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
The Party Deck at Riders Field offers one of the best views in the ballpark, located high above the first and third baselines. And when the summer heat hits, add an adjoining suite to enjoy your experience in the cool AC. Reserve yours today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
When you're craving the delicious Whataburger Buffalo Ranch Chicken Strip Sandwich, time moves more slowly. Like in this commercial. Because waiting for three crunchy chicken strips for 9 seconds feels more like an hour. Imagining melty cheese for 8 seconds seems like a fortnight. And picturing tangy buffalo sauce and creamy ranch for 13 seconds is like an eon. Ah, that's a long 30 seconds. But this sandwich is so worth it. Whataburger's Buffalo Ranch Chicken Strip Sandwich. Just like you like it. Back for a limited time at participating locations.
Now, back to the game on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Owen White out, Tristan Polley in as we remain in the seventh inning. Two aboard and nobody out. Tim Tawa due up. It's the bottom third of the order against Tristan Polley. Owen White goes six-plus innings, allowing just five hits, one run. It was earned as it stands now. Still responsible for the two aboard, though. He walked one and struck out four. Tawa from the right side. Pauly, left-handed batter, or left-handed pitcher, I should say, in the first pitch home. Just inside, one ball and no strikes. Vukovic at first base. Davison De Los Santos is at second base. Rough Riders lead 7-1 in this bottom of the seventh inning. Pauly has his sign. He's ready from the stretch. And he kicks and fires home. High and inside. Two balls, no strikes. Owen White is such a quick worker that anybody who comes in after him just immediately slows down the pace. And that's not to say Tristan Pauly doesn't work fast. It's just that's how fast Owen White works. Pauly readies in the 2-0. Just inside, it's three balls and no strikes. And just as we've said many times, no lead is safe in this building. So the Rough Riders lead by six, but last thing you want to do is allow them to creep back in. Pauly stretches in the 3-0. Inside for ball four, and the bases are now loaded for Amarillo. 7-1, Rough Riders out in front. Juan Centeno bats in the eighth spot. He's singled back in the sixth. Tristan Pauly has been really good for the Rough Riders out of their bullpen so far. He's made four appearances. Five shutout hitless innings. That's his first walk he's allowed this year. Three strikeouts for the left-hander, and he faces the left-handed batting Centeno. Here's the stretch and the pitch. High off the outside corner. One ball, no strikes. Five straight out of the zone from Pauly out of the bullpen. The Rough Riders dealing with a bases-loaded situation. Not a good situation to be in, obviously. The 1-0. Off the outside corner and low, and it's two balls and no strikes, and that's six straight out of the zone. Jake Rice is loosening in the bullpen for Amarillo. We'll probably see him in the eighth. The main focus is at the plate right now, with Pauly ready from the stretch and the 2-0 pitch to Centeno. It's on the outside corner for a strike. It's 2-1 now on the left-handed batting designated hitter. Bases loaded with De Los Santos at third, Vukovic at second, and Tawa at first. Five hits tonight for Amarillo in the opener. Pauly delivers. Breaking ball hit in the air to center field. Dropping quickly, it falls in front of Strom in right center for a base hit. De Los Santos scores. The throwback into second, not in time. Station-to-station baseball. It's now 7-2 with that run being charged to Owen White, and there's still nobody out with the bases still loaded. RBI single for Juan Centeno to center field. And Nafi Castillo stands in. Ball was hanging up in right center field for Strom, though it was placed perfectly just out of his reach. Castillo 1-for-2 today. He singled and scored in the sixth. The first run for Amarillo. Bases still loaded, nobody out. Pauly delivers. Inside, and it's one ball and no strikes, nearly hidden. This Rough Riders bullpen has been one of the best in minor league baseball so far this season. It's elevated just a little bit with a tough series against Arkansas. Here's the stretch, and the 1-0 pitch is swinging a little looper out towards second. Biggers fields on a hop, throws to second for one. Acuna to first, not in time. A fielder's choice allows another run to score. Vukovic crosses home, and that closes the line on Owen White. Castillo safe with a fielder's choice in an RBI 4-6. There's the first out of the inning. Runners on the corners, one down. Ryan Bliss at the top of the card to the plate. Owen White allows three runs, all earned on five hits over his six innings. Pitch much better than that line, though. It's a shame. Stretch by the left-hander, and he delivers home. Down low of the zone, and it's one ball and no strikes. Rough Riders bullpen this year, a 2.62 ERA. Both of those runs charged to the starters' line. So 7-3 Rough Riders. Excuse me, Rough Riders. And Pauly ready from the stretch. The 1-0 pitch. Down low and inside. 2 balls, no strikes. And now Nick Starr is loosening in the Rough Riders bullpen, and John Goble will go out and chat with his lefty, Pauly. Try and calm him down a little bit. What had been a strong suit for Frisco, their bullpen. And by no means is this an easy thing for Pauly to come in. He came in with two aboard and nobody out. That's by no means easy. But the four-pitch walk to begin things doesn't help. RBI single by Centeno. RBI fielder's choice by Nafi Castillo. One out, 2-0 now on Bliss. Ty Krause joins the home plate umpire up on the mound. 7-3, Frisco still out in front. Bottom of the seventh inning. See how fast Nick Starr can loosen. Pauly ready from the stretch, he deals. Popped up. Right side of the infield, Tanelu gives it a peek, but it's well out of play. 2 balls, 1 strike. Pauly back into the count. Bliss 0-3 today, the leading hitter in the Texas League, batting .400 entering today, has struck out twice and bounded into a fielder's choice. Pauly offers home the 2-1. Down low and inside, 3 balls and 1 strike. Second base is open, but the dangerous Jordan Lawler is on deck. And that would bring him up to the plate representing the tying run. Here's the stretch by Pauly. And the 3-1 pitch. Swinging a line drive to center field, into the right center alley. Carter can't get there. It's down. Tawa scores. Castillo up to third. He gets stopped there. RBI double for Ryan Bliss. It's now 7-4. Frisco still leads, but Amarillo knocking on the door. And as we've talked about, no lead safe. Weird things happen in this ballpark. Jordan Lawler to the plate with runners at second and third representing the tying run. And here comes Carlos Cardoza. So Tristan Pauly just records one out, and he gets pulled from the ballgame in favor of Nick Starr. It's the second Rough Riders pitching change in this seventh inning, and Nick Starr will replace Tristan Pauly. We'll be right back. Rough Riders leading 7-4 on the Riders Baseball Network.
The Rough Riders grapple with Texas League opponents night in and night out, and the grappling gets even more dramatic on June 3rd for Lucha Libre Night. Get your wrestling fix at Riders Field with a special appearance from former ECW champion Chavo Guerrero Jr. With the meet and greet during the game, it crystals the Frisco Wrestling Mask giveaway and a mariachi band at the ballpark. You can't miss the Rough Riders on June 3rd. We'll see you at the Diamond and in the wrestling ring for Lucha Libre Night, Saturday, June 3rd at 7:05. Vamos Quesos!
Mother's Day is coming up, and the Frisco Rough Riders want to help honor all the great moms in the Rough Riders family. On Sunday, May 14th, come out to the ballpark for some great Mother's Day activities, a photo booth, plus a craft station from Crayola so kids can make a Mother's Day card right at the ballpark. Enjoy the game with the best value with a Mother's Day ticket package that includes 4 tickets and a Kendra Scott Ari Hart crystal necklace for just $99. The Frisco Rough Riders wish you a happy Mother's Day and hope to see you at the park on May 14th. Let's ride.
Drivers, start your engines. The Rough Riders are speeding through the 2023 Texas League schedule, and you can join them on the racetrack August 19th. Come out to Riders Field for NASCAR Night presented by the Texas Motor Speedway. Get your own Texas Motor Speedway and Rough Riders co-branded hat at the gate. Plus, check out the official pace car and plenty of race-themed activities throughout the game. Get your tickets for August 19th at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride.
This is Bubba Thompson, and you listen to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
Rough Riders at one point led 6-0 and 7-1. It's now 7-4. Amarillo with runners at second and third. Jordan Lawler at the plate. Nick Starr on the hill for the Rough Riders in the first pitch. Swing and a miss. Blew it right by him with a fastball, and it's 0-1. Nick Starr taking over for Tristan Pauly with one out. Pauly just recorded one out, and he's responsible for all the base runners. The pitch is on the outside edge for a strike, 0-2. Pauly allows his first run this year, and he allows both inherited runs to score. Lawler 1-for-3 today. A single came back in the fourth. Starr from the stretch. 0-2. Off the outside corner. One ball and two strikes. Starr comes at you with a fastball, cutter, curveball, and slider. He also throws a two-seamer now. He deals. Swing and a miss. Got him. Big-time strikeout on the slider for Nick Starr. There's the second out. Boy, that's huge to come in and strike out Jordan Lawler with two in scoring position. Tristan English, the eighth man up to the plate in the inning. 7-4 Rough Riders. Bottom of the seventh inning. English, not a guy to be trifled with either. He has four homers. That's tied for second in the league so far this year. Runners at second and third, two down. Bottom of the seventh inning. Starr delivers home. Fastball low, one ball, no strikes. English with an RBI single back in the sixth inning. Three runs in the frame on just three hits. Starr's delivery. Breaking ball just outside. That was the curve that missed, and it's 2-0. He wanted it, didn't get the call from Ty Krause, the home plate umpire. Starr ready from the stretch. The 2-0 pitch. High fly ball out to deep left field. Harris gives up on it. It's long gone, and we're tied. Unreal. Tristan English ties the game at 7-all with a three-run home run in the seventh inning. And Frisco, twice up by six runs, is now tied with the Sod Poodles. Man, we said it at the pregame. We've said it multiple times in this broadcast. No lead is safe in this building. And Amarillo has knotted this game up at 7 apiece. Adrian Del Castillo now. The pitch is low. One ball, no strikes. Six runs in the bottom of the seventh inning for Amarillo. The pitch home. Line foul right side into the netting. And it's 1-1. Goodness gracious. Ninth man up in the inning here in the seventh. Two down. Starr kicks, fires. Low, and it's two balls and one strike. So, brand new ball game. Rough Riders will have the top of the order due up in the top of the eighth. Starr offers. High off the outside corner. Three balls and one strike. Infield back into pole for the left-handed batter. Starr from the stretch, the 3-1 pitch. Fastball popped up on the infield. Sujacy into foul ground from third. Loses the ball cap onto the warning track. Overran it. Tries to retrace his steps. He can't. It falls for a foul ball. 3-2. And the cinders here on the warning track are extremely soft. So once you try to reverse your field or try to make any sudden movements when you're on the warning track, you have no chance. It's like you're in sand. And that's what happened to Sujacy. He ran too far with the wind blowing in all crazy sorts of ways. He tried to stop and just slipped completely on the warning track. So three balls, two strikes now on Del Castillo. A second life for him. Starr ready from the stretch. And the payoff pitch on the way. Swinging a high fly ball out to left field. Harris comes in a couple steps. He's under it, and he makes the catch. And mercifully, the inning comes to a close for the Rough Riders. Six runs in. It comes on 1, 2, 3, 4 hits. no errors, and nobody left on base. We are tied at 7 to the top of the 8th inning on the Riders Baseball Network.
Frisco may be 1,500 miles from Yellowstone National Park on most days, but not on July 23rd. Join us at the ballpark for Yellowstone Night with a special appearance from Denim Richards, who plays Colby in a hit TV drama, Yellowstone. Plus, grab a Rough Rider / Yellowstone co-branded belt buckle. For a $50 ticket add-on, get access to a pregame meet and greet with Denim Richards and stay to enjoy some Riders baseball. Don't miss Yellowstone Night on July 23rd. Purchase your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
2 months of free electricity after you sign up for Rhythm Energy's 2 months free 24 plan? Now that's a big deal! Go to rhythmenergy.com/radio.
You can obtain important standardized information that will allow you to compare this product with other offers. Contact Rhythm Energy at 888-7-RHYTHM. Eligibility requirements, terms, and conditions apply.
This year, kids can help decorate Riders Field and showcase their awesome artistic abilities. Thanks to Whataburger, Riders fans under the age of 12 can submit their best artwork by April 24th. Four winners will be selected to have their masterpiece featured on the main concourse of Riders Field and a video board recognition at one home game during the season. For more information about the Whataburger Art Contest, visit ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
Time for more baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Jake Rice takes over on the mound for Amarillo. We go to the top of the eighth inning after 6 runs for the Sod Poodles in the bottom of the seventh. They now lead, or I should say, they now tie the game at 7-7. Jake Rice, the 25-year-old out of Birmingham, Alabama, went to Kennesaw State. 2021 pick by the Diamondbacks in the 9th round, and he's had a tough year so far. An ERA north of 17. Lefty-lefty to face Carter. First pitch. Evan takes low, and it's 1-1 and no strikes. Fourth pitcher used by Amarillo in the opener. Marcos Teneo got the start, his double-A debut. He allowed 5 3 1/3. The 1-0. Carter is swinging a high skyscraping fly ball, shallow center field, Tawa in, and he's under it to make the catch. One away. Big out to get Carter, who's now 2-for-5 with 3 RBIs, including a homer. Luis Angel Acuna bats. Tied at 7, top of the 8th inning. Rice has allowed 7 runs in 3 2/3 innings this year. The pitch. Acuna whiff on a pitch down low. It's 0-1. 5 of them came in one inning against Corpus Christi here at home. He delivers home. Swing and a miss, and a good breaking ball down low and inside, 0-2. Acuna fooled badly, and he allowed 2 more in Northwest Arkansas. This is an Amarillo offense that was shut out in back-to-back games on Friday and Saturday in Springdale. 0-2 pitch. Acuna takes high and tight, and it's 1-2, and then they came back to win it on Sunday and split the series with Northwest Arkansas, just like the Rough Riders did, winning the finale against Arkansas at home. The 1-2. Swing and a miss. He strikes out Acuna, and they're 2 away. Thomas Ajayi to the plate. Tied at 7 here in the top of the 8th. Two teams that have won and lost on the exact same day in each of the last 7 games to remain tied every single day for first place. Here's the stretch of the pitch. High and inside, it's 1-0. So JC 0-4 today. Trying to get himself going on the offensive side. 1-0 pitch. Off the outside corner, it misses, and it's 2-0. Rough Riders have not had a game-winning RBI in the 8th inning or later this year. The pitch. High off the outside corner. 3-0. Doesn't mean you can't start now, though. Why not? 16th game of the year? It's a good place to start. 3-0 pitch. Down the heart of the plate for a strike, and it's 3-1. 7 runs, 10 hits, no errors for the Rough Riders. Amarillo 7-8-1 in those same categories. The pitch. So JC takes high for ball four. It's a two-out base runner for the Rough Riders. That brings Dustin Harris to the plate, who's one for two today with two walks and a two-run single. His strikeout in the sixth snapped a streak of six consecutive plate appearances where he'd reached base dating back to Sunday. Good opportunity to keep the inning going. Not to mention a power threat. Rice ready from the stretch. First pitch to Harris. Outside corner for a strike. 0-1, lefty-lefty. This season, in a small sample size, left-handers actually have a better batting average against the left-handed pitcher than not the pitch. Swing and a miss and a late whiff by Harris, and it's 0-2. 333 lefties hitting against Rice. Righties just 182. 0-2 offering. Off the outside corner and low. One ball, two strikes. That being 333, it's just a 1-for-3. But still, 333. So JC takes off, pitches outside. Two balls, two strikes, and Del Castillo, the catcher, had trouble getting it out of his glove. So no throw down to second, and so JC has his first steal of the season. Now a base hit could give the Rough Riders the lead here in the eighth. Tied at 7, top of the eighth inning, and Del Castillo will go chat with his pitcher Rice, and the entire infield, except for Tristan English at first base, will come and join. Very quick chat. Everyone got there, and then they roll out. Two balls, two strikes on Dustin Harris, runner at second, two down here in the eighth inning. Harris back in from the left side. And the lefty's pitch. Low and away with a breaking ball. We're full at three balls, two strikes. Kellen Strom is on deck for the Rough Riders, a right-handed hitter. So JC has good speed at second base. A base hit should score him into the outfield. Payoff pitch to Harris. He swings, fouls it back, remains alive. And it's still three balls, two strikes. It was a breaking ball, and he was out in front. Takes a deep breath, adjusts the batting gloves, and he's back in. The two-run single was off the second baseman Ryan Bliss's glove and into center field. The payoff pitch on the way. Swinging a roller foul up the first base line, and it's still three balls and two strikes. Harris second in the league in walks. He's drawn two more tonight. A walk would put two aboard with two out for Strong, who has an RBI double tonight. Payoff pitch on the way to Harris. Swing and a miss, got him. Went downstairs, in the dirt, struck him out. Del Castillo throws down to first to complete the strikeout, the second of the inning for Jake Rice, and the Rough Riders are turned away. No runs, no hits, no errors, one left stranded. Bottom eight coming up. Rough Riders send Nick Starr back to the hill. 7-7 score on the Riders Baseball Network.
Since folks first learned to crack an egg, breakfast has had a tight grip on mornings. But why be limited to just then? Whataburger ended this morning monopoly by serving breakfast from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. That's 12 hours of breakfast on a bun, sausage and egg taquitos, and honey butter chicken biscuits. 12 hours that covers late night, late, late night, dead of night, the witching hour, crazy early morning, mid-morning, and almost lunchtime. Whataburger breakfast, just like you like it.
Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at olson.com. Olson, engineering solutions that improve Texas communities.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
You're listening to the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Well, we were a little late coming back from break, and Davison De Los Santos just sent one to orbit into left field, a go-ahead solo homer. It's now 8-7. Amarillo out in front. How about that? First pitch from Nick Starr. He hammered it out to left field. And it's his second home run of the season. So 8-7 Amarillo on the solo homer. Second home run that Starr is allowed. And A.J. Vukovich now. First pitch. Low off the outside corner, and it's one ball and no strikes. My goodness. Oh, 2 6-run deficits erased by Amarillo. The pitch off the outside corner, and it's two balls and no strikes. That being said, it was 6-0 Rough Riders. They made it 6-1. Rough Riders then took a 7-1 lead. They came back to tie it at 7-7. 2-0 pitch from Starr. Rip and a miss, and it's 2-1. And then now they take the lead 8-7. Davison De Los Santos, the number 4 prospect in the Diamondbacks organization, with an absolute missile for a solo homer to left field. Starr delivers. High off the outside corner. 3-1. So 8-7, bottom half of the 8th inning. This ballpark is something else. Here's the stretch in the 3-1 pitch. Just swinging a high drive out to deep center field. Carter back to the warning track, looking up at the wall. He leaps, can't make the catch. It's off the wall. Kicks back towards the middle of the center field area. Vukovich up to third, and he stops there with a triple. Didn't hit a homer, but he triples to center field, and Tim Tawa steps in. It's extra base hits galore in the last 2 innings for Amarillo. A fastball center cut, belted to center field. And Carter went back, did everything he could, left at the fence. It was just out of his reach. 107 miles an hour off the bat from A.J. Vukovich. And Tim Tawa now, first pitch is fouled away to the right side. It's 0-1. 8-7, Amarillo leads it. Here in the bottom of the 8th inning, and still nobody out with a runner at third. Starr stretches, delivers home. With the infield in, it's low and away. 1-1. Amarillo looking for a crooked number on the scoreboard this inning. Starr offers. Tawa takes a strike in the inside corner, and it's 1-2. And this is not what the Rough Riders envisioned, not only coming into this game, but also up 6-0 in the 6th. So anything can happen here. 1-2 pitch from Starr. Strike 3 called, got him on the inside corner. Big first out, and Juan Centeno makes his way in. Centeno in from the left side. Centeno, left-handed batter. Ground ball foul, first base side of the first pitch. And it's 0-1. Starr gets ahead. Infield still in for the Rough Riders. And the pitch is outside. Back pick down to third. Tag applied. Not in time. So J.C. laid it down just late. 1-1. With one out. Starr looks in for his sign from Garcia. He's got it. And the pitch on the way is on the outside corner. Backdoored him for a strike. And it's 1-2. Centeno had an RBI single in the 7th inning. He's 2-for-3 today with 2 singles. Starr in big, big trouble here with one out. He stretches. And the 1-2 pitch. In the air, out to left field. Harris coming on. Slides, makes the catch. Runner tagging from third. Vukovich comes in to score ahead of the throw. And it's now 9-7 Amarillo. So a nice catch by Dustin Harris. But the sacrifice fly from Juan Centeno makes it 9-7, and Nafy Castillo steps in. And they appeal at third base just to make sure he didn't leave early. And he was able to leave on time. Nafy Castillo in from the right side. And the first pitch. Breaking ball in there for a strike, and it's 0-1. 9-7 Amarillo, each team with 10 hits now. The pitch rides high and inside. One ball and one strike. Nobody warming in the Rough Riders bullpen. This is Nick Starrs. There is action in Amarillo's pen as the pitch is cut on and missed. And it's 1-2. It's a left-hander warming up. Star delivers. Strike three called. Got him at the bottom of the zone. And he allows the two runs. Two runs across on two hits, no errors, nobody left on base. 9-7 Amarillo. Rough Riders up to the top of the ninth next on the Riders Baseball Network.
A lot happens in a child's first 5 years. From rolling on their tummy, to crawling, to running and jumping. Or from discovering numbers and letters, to solving math problems and writing stories. From learning to care for themselves, to caring for others, sharing their ideas, and listening too. It's all part of the Primrose Balanced Learning Approach, where children learn the skills, academic and beyond, that will serve them for the rest of their lives. Learn more about balanced learning at primroseschools.com/Dallas.
That sound is money. And at Alpha and Omega, we understand that silence is not golden in the construction industry. With new and used low-cost construction and warehouse equipment, flexible financing options, and expert mobile service technicians, Alpha and Omega Equipment Sales and Rental will keep your business sounding like money all year long. Call today at 469-444-8323 to get a quote on your new machine.
Hey fans, are you a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member? Throughout the season, Texas Farm Bureau insurance members get two free tickets to any Rough Riders Sunday home game. All you have to do is show proof of membership at the Riders Field box office to get your free tickets. Visit facebook.com/Texas Farm Bureau Insurance to find out how to become a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member today.
It's time for the top of the ninth on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Rough Riders at one point led 6-0 and then 7-1. They now trail 9-7. As we go to the top of the ninth inning, it's Kellen Strom, Trevor Hover, Jax Biggers due up against Kyle Backus, left-handed sidearm thrower. And the Rough Riders will have righty, lefty, lefty to face Kyle Backus. Backus, tall, slender. The second left-hander who throws with this style that the Rough Riders have seen today. Strom steps in, and the first pitch is low off the outside corner, and it's one ball and no strikes. Strom is 1-for-4 today with an RBI double that came back in the third. The pitch fouled this way and over our heads. Watch out. One ball and one strike, so 9-7 our score. Rough Riders looking to come from behind late in this one. Stretch from Backus and the pitch. Inside, nearly hit him. Gets out of the way of it, and it's two balls and one strike. Backus out of Sam Houston State, making his sixth appearance this year, 1.50 ERA. The offering in to Kellen Strom. Swinging a grounder, third base side. De Los Santos picks, sets his feet, fires high. English able to keep the bag. And there's the first out. Trevor Hover up for the Rough Riders now. 9-7, Amarillo leads. Left-hander stretches, pitches. Auver takes a strike in the outside corner, and it's 0-1. Kyle Backus has only allowed one run and a solo homer, six strikeouts over his six innings. The pitch. Auver takes down low and inside. It's one ball and one strike. Lefties have only one hit against him in nine at-bats this year. The 1-1 is low off the outside corner, and it's two balls and one strike, and that's exactly what Hover is, a left-handed batter. So not an ideal situation for the Rough Riders. Stretch in the 2-1. Down low and inside, three balls and one strike. Base runners, base runners, base runners. That's what you need right now if you're the Rough Riders. Hover 1-for-4 with a single in the second. Frisco has 10 hits tonight. The pitch. Hover takes outside, ball four. That'll work. Tying run to the plate in the form of Jax Biggers. Biggers in from the left side. 1-for-4 with a double and a run scored in the seventh. Here's the stretch and the pitch. Down low, and it's one ball and no strikes. Biggers trying to keep it going for the Rough Riders with Nick Tanelu on deck. The pitch. Strike at the letters, outside corner, 1-1. Amarillo has scored one run in the sixth, six in the seventh, and two in the eighth. 1-1 offering. Just high off the outside corner, 2-1. Amarillo faithful didn't like it. Trevor Hover at first base. And the left-hander deals home. Biggers swings and misses, and it's 2-2. Elevated fastball. Pitch almost looks like it's rising coming from that arm angle. Left-handed sidearm. Backus steps off. Now retoes the rubber. Two balls, two strikes on Biggers in the top of the ninth inning. Here's the pitch. Ground ball foul. Just caught a piece of it back behind home on a defensive swing, and it's two balls and two strikes. Wind continues to blow in from right field. That's to the pole side for the left-handed hitting Biggers. Auver takes his lead off of first. Backus ready from the stretch. And the lefty's 2-2. Swinging a foul back behind home, and it's still two balls and two strikes. Good battle for Biggers. The former Arkansas Razorback. Trying to keep the inning going for the Rough Riders. Back in once again from the left side. And Backus issues in the 2-2. Strike three called outside corner. Letter high. Two outs. Final hope for the Rough Riders. It's Nick Tanelu. No one looked high and away. Can't blame Jax. Tanelu 3-for-4 with two doubles and a triple today. Hover leads from first. The pitch. Strike at the bottom of the zone. 0-1. The one home run that Backus has allowed this year was from a right-handed batter. The wind now blowing dead in from center. The pitch. Swing and a miss. 0-2, and the Riders are down to their final strike on this Tuesday night. 0-2 on Tanelu. Nine-7 Amarillo. Top of the ninth inning. The right-hander Backus, or the left-hander, deals home. Low off the outside corner. Everybody in the ballpark wanted it, didn't get it. One ball, two strikes. Tanelu could tie the game with a swing. Stretch. The pitch home. Fouled away right side. Still one ball, two strikes. Tanelu, the 30-year-old veteran, staying alive, and now he's ready once again. Backus, the 1-2. Off the inside corner and dropped by the catcher, Del Castillo. It scoots away from just a little bit to his left, not far enough for Hover to go anywhere. 2 balls, 2 strikes. If that one is caught, maybe a different story. But it was dropped. Here's this stretch. And the 2-2. Strike 3 called. Got him on the outside corner. And that's your ball game. Amarillo in a thriller. Comes from behind, eliminates a 6-run deficit. And a 9-7 win for Amarillo on opening day of this series. Well, how about that? Now, Rough Riders fall. We'll break it down in the postgame show when we come back here on the Riders Baseball Network.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Is your business dealing with inefficiencies? It could be any sort of digital solution distress, workflow woes, document deviation, or print service problems. Zeno Digital Solutions works with all sizes of businesses to find the perfect solution. We partner with the biggest names in the industry to bring our customers the most efficient and cost-effective outcomes. Connect with us today at zenodallas.com and take advantage of our free cost analysis. For a quarter century, we've been hitting it out of the park in Dallas, Fort Worth, and all of North Texas, and are proud to partner with the Frisco Rough Riders.
The ballpark is always a place for invigorating sights and sounds, and that's even more true on May 19th for Zoo Night with the Dallas Zoo. Come out for a Rough Riders game and meet animal ambassadors from the Dallas Zoo and a variety of animals, one of which will throw out the first pitch. Check out the Roadhouse Pavilion during the game to meet with the animal ambassadors and their companions from the Dallas Zoo. Animal lovers, get your tickets for May 19th now at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride!
Strike 3 call. This one's over.
The game is over, but we're not done yet. Post-game coverage on the Rough Riders Baseball Network starts right now.
Welcome back to Hodgetown as we break this one down for you. Rough Riders fall in just a really tough way to lose a game, 9-7 to Amarillo. At one point, Rough Riders up by 6 runs in 2 different junctures of this game, and they could not hold it as the bullpen falters tonight. Final line scores, Amarillo 9 runs on 10 hits and 1 error. Frisco 7 runs, 10 hits, no errors today. The loss to Nick Starr, he goes to 1-2. The win for Jake Rice, he goes to 2-0. And the save from Kyle Backus, his third of the season, to tie the Texas League high. Final game time, 2 hours, 34 minutes in front of 3,231 here in Amarillo. Go down the scoring for you as the Rough Riders struck first in the third inning on an RBI double by Kellen Strom. They then put up 4 in the fourth on a 2-run single by Evan Carter and another 2-run single by Dustin Harris. And then a solo home run by Evan Carter padded that lead in the sixth to make it 6-0. In the bottom of the sixth inning, Amarillo finally got on the scoreboard, an RBI single by Tristan English, but the Riders volleyed right back, an RBI triple from Nick Tanelu to make it 7-1, and that's when everything went poorly for the Rough Riders. Amarillo 6 runs in the bottom of the seventh inning, and big blows on RBI single from Juan Centeno, RBI fielder's choice by Nafi Castillo. Ryan Bliss doubled in a run, and then the 3-run game-tying home run from Tristan English to make it 7-all. That score held into the bottom of the eighth inning when Davison De Los Santos on the first pitch hammered a go-ahead solo homer. A.J. Vukovic tripled the next batter, and he scored on the sack fly later in the inning, and that made it 9-7. Sod Poodles win it by that score of 9-7. We will give you some scores around the league, give you some scores in the Rangers affiliation, and set the pitching matchup for tomorrow's Game 2 when we come back. Riders fall 9-7 on the Riders Baseball Network.
The covered wagons at Riders Field offer the experience on the third base line in the comfort of the shade. Located conveniently on the concourse near restrooms and concessions, upgrade your party's experience for your next trip to Riders Field today by calling 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
After two glorious decades of Frisco Rough Riders baseball, it's time to celebrate the 20th anniversary weekend. In the first 3 days of September, Riders Field will travel back in time to 2003 with a blast from the past spectacular. Come out to the ballpark for throwback giveaways Friday through Sunday, September 1st through 3rd, with an alumni autograph session on Saturday. Many former players will be at Riders Field for the 20th anniversary weekend, so book your tickets now to make sure you're here too. Let's ride!
Huge, gigantic, enormous, whatever you want to call it, 2 free months of electricity is a big deal. Go to rhythmenergy.com/radio.
You can obtain important standardized information that will allow you to compare this product with other offers. Contact Rhythm Energy at 888-7-RHYTHM. Eligibility requirements, terms, and conditions apply.
This is Blaine Krim, and you're listening to Rough Riders Baseball.
Welcome back one final time to Hodgetown. Rough Riders fall in this one by a final score of 9-7 to the Amarillo Sod Poodles. Let's take a peek around the Texas League scoreboard. We start with the one game, or I guess one of the two games still going on. San Antonio hosting Northwest Arkansas. That's an 8-3 ball game with the Naturals leading over the Padres-affiliated San Antonio Missions. 8-3 that score. Top of the ninth inning in Wichita. Springfield getting thumped by the Wind Surge. It's 12-3 in a battle of two teams under 500. Wichita out in front. The games that have gone final, Tulsa beats Arkansas 4-1 on the road, and Midland and Corpus Christi in a slugfest. Midland comes from behind after an 8-run sixth inning by Corpus. They score 9 runs in the seventh and eighth combined, and 2 in the bottom of the ninth to walk it off 15-14 over the Corpus Christi Hooks in their opener of the series. As for the Texas Rangers affiliates, a heartbreaker of a loss here and a heartbreaker of a loss in the big leagues. For the Rangers, they lose 7-6, allowing 6 runs in the last couple innings. 1 run in the seventh, 6 runs in the eighth to Cincinnati. They fall 7-6. Winston-Salem and Hickory playing a doubleheader, making up a game from April 8th. And Winston-Salem ends up sweeping that doubleheader, winning 3-2 and 5-2 at the high A level. Down east, they win 8-1 on the road at Fayetteville at the low A level. And Round Rock, a 2-1 lead currently over Albuquerque at home. They're in a delay, though, in the bottom of the seventh inning. That game in the bottom of the seventh, and looks like, yep, Round Rock up 2-1. The game's still in delay. So that one will not be finalized before we sign off. This game was tough, but the Rough Riders will do it again tomorrow against Amarillo here in Hodgetown. They'll send Nick Kraut to the hill, who's been a ground ball specialist. Perfect guy to start here in this ballpark. He'll go against Luke Albright. Kraut 1-1, a 2.08 ERA. Albright 1-1, a 7.71 earned run average. That game at 7:05. We'll start our pregame coverage at 6:50. Here on the Riders Baseball Network. That's going to do it for us on the broadcast tonight. Thanks to everybody who made this broadcast possible, from everyone with the Rough Riders and our very gracious hosts here in Amarillo. My name's Zach Bigley, saying thanks for picking us up tonight. 9-7, our final score. Amarillo takes down the Rough Riders in the series opener. Frisco falls to 8-8. Amarillo to 9-7 on the season. We'll talk to you tomorrow at 6:50 for the 7:05 game. But until then, have a wonderful rest of your night.
Thanks for listening to another presentation of Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network. Special thanks to Scott Burchett, Chuck Greenberg, and the rest of the Riders front office staff for their continued support. For more information, visit ridersbaseball.com. And until next time, go Riders! Let's ride!